When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
As the clock strikes 13, it's Tuesday, the 28th of October. Year of our Lord, 2025. What we're going to start today, what we're going to do first, is Argentina. Because, you know, Argentina is first. Argentina is far more important than America. So we're going to begin there. With the election that happened. And then we're going to take a look at what is this going to be, our next Vietnam, our next Gulf of Tonkin, Venezuela. Maybe we should call it Vinny-Nam or something. We'll take a look at that and what our peace president is doing. And then we've got some new examples of AI slop, but this time in the real world with very real consequences in courts, with the police, with false identification, and swatting students. That's AI, swatting students. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I guess the MAGA people will be doing the happy dance along with Trump and his Soros secretary, Scott Bessent, about Argentina's midterm vote, a major comeback. Javier Milei's party received 41% of the votes with 92% of the ballots counted. And that's all that matters, right? It doesn't matter what happens to our ranchers, our farmers. The important thing is that Javier Milei, who's a part of the club, won his election. That's what everything is geared toward. So they won the vote on Sunday, a result that will give them a strong foothold in Congress for continuing to pursue the so-called free market policies. Let me just say, I was hopeful when he first came on the scene, interviewed a guy who knew him, who was a hardcore libertarian economist, wrote a book about something Streetwise Economics. Do you remember, Travis?
I remember the interview.
He's a sharp guy. It's a good book. And I got to say that if you had export taxes on products that you're selling to people, and if you have to have a bailout from the U.S. government, that's not libertarian economics, okay? Let's just drop that label once and for all with Javier Milei. Besides that, the guy is a corrupt SOB just like Trump. Only thing missing is his connection to Jeffrey Epstein, which we haven't determined yet. Probably not, because he came along after Epstein. Milei said in a victory speech that he'd have the backing of 101 members of the lower house and 20 senators. The results would push him comfortably past the one-third of the seats that he needs in the lower house to protect his veto power, as well as a base to pursue legislative priorities like tax, labor, and pension reforms as he seeks to overhaul the nation's beleaguered economy. So he was not up for election. It was just basically whether or not he's going to be able to get policies through. His win will also vindicate the extraordinary support from the Soros secretary, Besant, who did a $20 billion currency swap line agreement for the beleaguered peso, down more than 30% so far this year. Yeah, it's not it's not a golden investment, is it? The president and his party have faced three corruption scandals this year. As I said, he's corrupt. While Argentina's slow economy and frustration with high unemployment helped push Milei's approval to the lowest level of his term ahead of the election. Well, still, when he was doing this, he was, when the money was released to him, he was, you know, when they got the, he's doing the YMCA Trump thing, right? There he is. He's happy dancing because, you know, that's what it looks like when you get $40 billion handed to you by a Soros lieutenant. That's right. But
yeah, you're not going to see the soybean farmers in the U.S. doing
yeah,
that.
That's right. They're not doing that. They're not. They're asking, you know, why do we have this going to somebody else? But the cattlemen have a beef with Argentina.
Way out west.
Hey.
Brian Daigneault, a third-generation Arizona rancher and president of the Arizona Cattle Growers Association, is working his herd.
This is fall works, but we're at one corral of many on the ranch.
Today's job, with some help from family and friends, is branding, then vaccinating his calves.
We just trying to ease in there and neck one, and then next gal healing.
Vaccinating.
Hard, rewarding work.
mRNA?
Ranching's always been a family business, has been for years.
But lately, harder to make a living doing it.
So this has been quite a week in the cattle business.
Partly because 30,000 feet above Brian Daigneault's ranch, President Trump said this.
Beef prices down. The only price we have that's high is beef, and we'll get that down. And one of the things we're thinking about doing is a beef from Argentina.
Those words were enough to shake.
The only thing that's high is beef, right? The only thing.
Sharply.
No.
Ranchers like Daigneault felt the hit immediately.
Yeah, Javier Milei celebrating. He's just, he can't stop dancing and running and cheering. Got tens of billions of dollars reason.
Cattle ranchers are Trump voters, but yeah, this is something that we have to call him on and say no, we don't agree, right?
Beef prices have risen by almost a dollar a pound since February, but for American ranchers, that's meant finally seeing some solid profit after years of thin margins.
We don't think the government should be manipulating markets.
What Daigneault does believe is, with more profits, in time, the free market. Not.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino, America's
Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Imports will lower prices.
We need to be able to make a living ranching, and that will build, the market will correct itself, and there'll be more cattle if there's a profit to be made.
Yeah, maybe we should let the market do its thing. You know, we've got a Republican president, we got a so-called libertarian president, but they don't seem to have any faith in the market. It's all about crony capitalism. Crony capitalism is not capitalism. It's corruption, which Javier Milei and Trump know all about. And I got to say that the ranchers and the farmers need to come to terms with this. They got to figure out whether they're cowboys or cows, whether they're going to be humans or herds. And they need to get off of this MAGA herd mentality. As he said, 90% of the ranchers love Trump. Why don't you wake up before you lose everything? Why don't you wake up before we lose our food supply as well? So Javier Milei on X thanked Trump. Thank you, President Trump, for trusting the Argentine people. You're a great friend of the Argentine Republic, just not so much the people in Arizona or Arkansas. Our nations should never have stopped being allies. Our people want to live in freedom. Count on me to fight for Western civilization, which has succeeded in lifting more than 9% of the world's population out of poverty. Well, Western civilization is a great part of that is the idea of a free market and competition, not about the government picking winners and losers. And most egregiously, picking foreign winners and American losers, which seems to be the Trump administration's specialty. Israel and Argentina first. And then there's a quote in this article, a meme showing a picture of Javier Milei says, the only thing socialism produces is poverty. Well, again, what do foreign bailouts produce? If we got foreign bailouts instead of free markets, what does that produce? What about central planning? And central planning that plans for other countries to succeed at our expense. This is the election made a lot of money for the U.S., said Trump. I bet it did. I bet it made a lot of money for the Trump mafia family as well. Probably for Soros Bessent, Soros secretary. Isn't that interesting that, you know, Soros is connected to everything. He's running Antifa. He's running the King's protests and everything. Folks, he's running the Treasury. Soros is running the Treasury. Wake up. Do you think that Bessent and Trump, some of these people, made some money on the side? I think they probably did. Trump said, well, if he doesn't win, this is before the election, we're not going to waste our time because his opponent's philosophy has no chance of making Argentina great again. And you have no chance of making America great again with your policies, Trump. But here's the other issue. How do we justify interfering in other countries' elections, propping up one party over the other, and we're supposed to be apoplectic when it's done to us? Why is that okay when we do it to other countries as well? Well, Argentina's stocks are up 40% as Goldman Sachs says the trade has just started. It's a great day for Wall Street. It's a great day for the Soros Secretary of the Treasury. And it's a great day for Trump Incorporated. Not such a great day for American farmers, ranchers, and consumers. Not so great. And taxpayers, I should say. Good luck. Trump's bid for emergency help from the Supreme Court was pointed out on MSNBC, and of all people, Joe Scarborough. It's kind of interesting. He was right about this for a change. Joe Scarborough's point was, he said, it's when you look at Trump and his tariffs against Canada, over the ad that was there, he said, it's going to be kind of interesting as his lawyers go to the Supreme Court very soon And it may be happening this week. I don't know what the timing is. But it's imminent. So much so that Trump said, they're just running that ad because they want to interfere with the Supreme Court's decision. As if the Supreme Court is sitting there watching the World Series. I'm sure that all the judges are doing that, don't you think? And saw that commercial. But nevertheless, he said they just want to interfere with the Supreme Court's decisions. Well, Trump did that himself. This is another one of these Streisand effects, right? We need to rename that effect the Trump effect instead of Streisand. So he's going to have his lawyers argue before the Supreme Court that his arbitrary, capricious, dictatorial setting of tariff rates is due to an emergency. And he needs to be able to have that power. And that there's some kind of an emergency going on, that the trade deficit is an emergency. And yet, he just demonstrated what is really behind these tariff rates. It has nothing to do with economics. It has nothing to do with emergencies. It has everything to do with ego. Yeah, that E. It's not economics. It's not emergency. It's ego. And so that was the point that they were making on MSNBC. They said, the fact is that he's doing this, he says, because it's a national emergency. Yet it couldn't be clearer that he's doing it because his feelings were hurt. Because he put together this ad in the province of Ontario. Yeah, in other words, what he just showed was that it is Machiavellian politics at its worst, not economics. So good luck even going before the Supreme Court and arguing that these tariffs are based on emergencies. They said everything is emergency with Donald Trump. And you know, an emergency because an ad that quotes Ronald Reagan accurately and his views on tariffs, that's supposed to be an emergency? Well, no, he kind of painted himself into a corner there. And yet, I was surprised yesterday. It took a little while, but the conservative press started to respond to this ad thing. I guess they had to maybe let it cool off a little bit, or maybe have some meetings about how we're going to spend this so we don't offend Trump and his MAGA core that is our base. And so here's WorldNet Daily that I've lost all respect for, along with Breitbart, InfoWars, a lot of them.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is an article that they did. This is Trump having another temper tantrum, saying that there should be a ban on fake ads that show that his polling is at low levels. Well, his approval rate is at 37%. He said, that's a fake poll, and you shouldn't be allowed to say that. He despises free speech, especially the free press. He wants bans on fake ads. And here's WorldNet Daily supporting him in this. And actually pulling in the tariff ad from Canada as a support, saying, yeah, look, they did this fake ad in Canada. I mean, how can you lose all of your integrity all in one shot? you know, WND used to not be like this, and Breitbart used to not be like this, but they have become like this now. What they're doing, folks, is they are selling the rope of censorship that'll be used to hang them. And I'm gonna, I don't like censorship, and I don't like to see people shut down, but I'm gonna say I told you so when it happens, to Breitbart, and when it happens to WND. So, Doug Ford, who was the premier, is the premier of Ontario, who put together that ad, they asked him about what's going on. He said, the Republicans, I've spoken to some Republicans, they know what Ronald Reagan was about. He said, but they're terrified of Trump. Maybe we need to say that the GOP is terrified. They are scared, they're scared of him and his tariffs. They are terrified.
Senators or governors told you that they, to Brian's point, that they liked the ad. I mean, we know the Democrats like the ad.
Yeah, absolutely. They liked
it.
But
any Republicans privately telling
you? No, I haven't talked to them, but I'll tell you what they have told me. They totally disagree with the president. All three levels. I've talked to senators, congresspeople, and governors. They all told me they totally disagree. But they're too scared of President Trump. When was the last time a Republican governor was scared of a Republican president? They're scared of ramifications, which is really, really sad.
It is. It is. He rules by temper tantrums and terrifying people. So
he's not even making them scared of good things. Like, if I was president, I would have the governors quaking in their boots. I would have Congress in tears, in shambles, the Supreme Court weeping. The sound would be audible for miles. Not so with Trump, no.
What would you be doing to have them so afraid of you? That?
We'd be bringing the Marines in to shut down every abortion clinic. Any governor that tries to stop it would be getting drug out. Like, oh, what? You want to legalize murder? No, I don't think that makes you fit for office.
That's right.
Rendition, Guantanamo.
So, again, he wants a ban on any commercials that talk about polls that he disagrees with. As a matter of fact, he's got a lawsuit that is yet another lawfare lawsuit against someone who, if you remember at the very end of the election in Iowa, there was a pollster there, and she came out with a poll, and I remember covering it. I said, this poll is a real outlier compared to what everybody else is doing. And she was grossly wrong. You know, she showed Lala making a surge, and so it got a lot of attention because everybody pointed to her and said, you know, all the other polls are saying this, but you're saying that. And so she got a lot of attention. And then it turned out that it was a gigantic win for Trump. He did much better there than any president has since, you know, Reagan. And so she immediately quit as pollster. She had blown her reputation. She wasn't going to be paid attention.
That's
to.
Honestly more honorable than most people.
That's right.
You know
but,
what?
But that's the way it ought to work. That's the way it ought to work. The free market ought to, people ought to look at this and say, you people, I remember, remember that poll that you did out there. People can handle the truth and people can handle who is accurate and who isn't.
This Nostradamus guy really needs to follow her example. I've been hearing him for years.
But she should have spoken in quatrains like Q.
Yeah. The thing is, if they make it so that only the approved polls can go forward, you'll only see the outlier poll. You won't be able to have a whole bunch of polls and see which one of these is the standout, which one of these is most likely wrong. You'll only have the approved number, which will most likely be whatever they want it to be.
That's right. Yeah, the answer, just like with guns, right, just like with the Second Amendment, the answer to a bad guy with guns is good guys with guns. And the answer to a bad guy with information is good information from a lot of other people. It's debate is the answer to all of it, not shutting it down with censorship. But this is the desperate despot Don and his ego at work here. And they're cheering him at WND. And just to remind you, this is the ad in question.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports, it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs. And sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time. But over the long run, such trade barriers hurt every American worker and consumer. High tariffs inevitably lead to retaliation by foreign countries and the triggering of fierce trade wars. Then the worst happens. Markets shrink and collapse, businesses and industries shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs. Throughout the world, there's a growing realization that the way to prosperity for all nations is rejecting protectionist legislation and promoting fair and free competition. America's jobs and growth are at stake.
And again, I played that yesterday, and yesterday I read from the transcript. And of course, what is being told by Trump and by WND, and shamefully by the Reagan Library itself, they said, well, they edited this stuff, and we're looking at our legal options here. You don't have any legal options. This was a public radio address and a transcript of what Ronald Reagan said as president. You don't own that. You don't have any legal rights to it. And it was not deceptive. I didn't read all of what was there because it would take you about 5 or 6 minutes to read it all. They're doing a 1 minute commercial. And when you heard him talking about the consequences of what happens in the long term with tariffs, he had gone through a long discourse about what his opinion was about what happened with the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act and its impact on the Great Depression. He also went into another section where he talked about how the Democrats were opposing him and the Democrats wanted to be protectionists. You know, like,
when it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-888. 343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The Democrat Trump. And so he said, no, we're going to oppose that as well. And so he had these long discourses, which, yes, were edited out. And yet, if you put them in, it bolsters the case that he was for free trade, which we all know he was. Anybody who was around knows where Ronald Reagan was on this. And that's the issue. That's the issue more than whether or not he's right or Trump is right. The issue is that Trump is a liar. He's a thin-skinned liar. And he's afraid to have a debate with anybody, including a dead president. That's how bad he is. And so that's the crux of the issue. It's not even free trade versus protectionism. The crux of the issue is Trump's character, which he doesn't have. And this clearly shows it. And it's also his reaction in terms of, as I said before, take that to the Supreme Court and tell them it's not an emergency. It's his ego that is involved here with these tariffs. This guy has no clue about economics, but it's simply his ego that is there. And so that's what we can clearly see. Unfortunately, WorldNet Daily says, just last week we reported Trump pulled the plug on trade negotiations with Canada, where the economy relies in significant ways on the U.S., for what he called a fake ad that appeared to be trying to influence U.S. Supreme Court's looming decisions on tariffs. Yeah, it will, but not in the way that Trump wants it to influence them. Further, the Canadian ad may actually misrepresent President Ronald Reagan's whose words it uses. Now you're flat out lying, WND. Shame on you. I mean, Joseph Farah he's had a stroke and his wife has taken it over. And it's just pathetic to see what has happened with this so-called news outlet here. They have absolutely no integrity. You can look up the transcript. They, even in the thing here, they embed the radio ad. If you look at that radio ad and you take the 5 minutes, which most people won't, to look at it, or if you were live during Reagan's presidency, you know that Trump is lying, that the WorldNet Daily people are lying, and you know the Reagan Library people are lying. Why? Because the Reagan Library and WorldNet Daily are terrified of Donald Trump. You know, the Reagan Library has been where they've had presidential debates when you had presidents who would debate. Trump is afraid to debate, and the Democrats' lawfare against him allowed him to skip all the debates in 2024. He was not harmed by that stuff. He's writing himself a check for $230 million. And yet, he ought to just look at that as the cost of campaigns, because it was the Democrat lawfare that won the election for him. It was the Democrat lawfare that kept him from having to debate any Republicans. And you know what we're not seeing any compensation for are the J6 people that he abandoned, who spent 4 years in jail. In hell. Not a penny for them. But he writes himself a $230 million check. That's your dear leader that you guys are cheering. Not me. I will never cheer this guy. So the Ronald Reagan Foundation just announced that Canada has fraudulently used an advertisement. Well, that's Trump actually talking about that. Again, there was no fraud. It was an accurate representation of what Reagan had to say. As a matter of fact, Doug Ford had this to say as well.
And we've seen, the employment numbers, that manufacturing jobs down in the U.S. have dropped month after month, total 78,000 jobs for five consecutive months. That's what tariffs do. They hurt the American people. And all you have to do is look on clips from Ronald Reagan over and over and over again. I've seen more Ronald Reagan clips than you could shake a stick at. He was a free trader. I had a mentor named Brian Mulroney I talked to frequently. I've had conversations with Caroline, his daughter, that is our president of the Treasury. And I'll tell you one thing, President Reagan was anything but loving tariffs, as Donald Trump said. He loved tariffs. He hated tariffs, by the way. And all you have to do is look at the clips. When you see the Reagan Republicans standing up for non-tariffs against the MAGA group, there's a split now in the Republican Party. And when Democrats, Reagan Democrats are standing up, there's a split. So the best ad that ever ran.
I don't know if they're still running it or not. It made no sense at all to pull it after Trump had his temper tantrum and decided he's going to punish Canada. They should have doubled down and bought more spots. And because it's absolutely accurate. And that's the key. I don't agree with Doug Ford on anything. I know this guy is a radical leftist. And, it's not about the economics of this. It's about the integrity or the lack of integrity of Donald Trump and of the Reagan Library people. And of the media that is out there selling this lie, telling you that it was deceptive. You can read it for yourself. And if you know anything about Reagan, you know that it was true to what he had to say. The Reagan Library wants to make sure they don't burn their bridges with Trump's party, because it's not the Republican Party anymore. They want to make sure they can host these debates in the future. That's their key to relevance. And so they're going to be sycophants to him, just like Mike Johnson. Well, the court has cleared the path for a Trump lawsuit over what he said was brazen election interference by the media poll that I mentioned earlier, the one out of Iowa. The Des Moines Register, the pollster was Ann Seltzer. She claimed that Harris held a 3-point edge over Trump in Iowa, 47-44, just before the election. And so he says, because you said the wrong thing here, I want to sue you. It was a stunning reversal from shortly before, when Trump was confirmed to have a 4-point lead. And again, it was an outlier poll. The question is whether she got it wrong or whether she was just a liar instead of an outlier. In reality, Trump crushed Harris by more than 13 points in Iowa. His widest margin in Iowa yet, the biggest Republican presidential win there since Reagan. And he's not satisfied with that. He's a sore winner. You've seen people who are sore losers typically, but Trump is such a pathological narcissist that he is a sore loser. I tell you, it's going to be...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When you look up Donald Trump, when you look up narcissist in the dictionary in the future, you're going to see Donald Trump's picture there. Suspicious shifts, sample sizes skewed toward urban areas, questionable weighting that favored younger and minority respondents. And yes, we knew all that. We talked about that when it happened. This isn't something we found out much later. And we know that both sides do this. You have Republican polling organizations and you have Democrat polling organizations, and they lean into their candidate and they make very subtle changes in it. You know, kind of like, Pfizer does, right? Pfizer manipulates their studies to show that their product is the best and that it's safe and that it's effective. If Trump wants to get upset about fraud, forget about this pollster and election that you won. Take a look at the fraud that you've been a part of, that you've paid for, that you robbed the American taxpayers to build, to make these vaccines and then used it to kill them. That's what he should be looking at, but he's not. It's going to simply be about his ego. He doesn't care a whit about your life, about your business and job that he killed in 2020. He doesn't care about any of that stuff. He only cares about his ego. And the fact that somebody criticized him during the election. Hey, pal, Big Don, if you can't handle the criticism, if you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen. I think it was Harry Truman that said that. But if he can't handle the critics, if he can't handle the push polls, he needs to get out of politics. And he is getting out of politics. He's getting into dictatorship area is where he's getting into. So she quit after that election. And the report said her polls have always tended to favor whoever she personally supports, just like the pharmaceutical studies. And we knew that going in, and people factored that in when she was the only one saying this. Just let the market take care of it. But Desperate Don can't do that. He has to do something like a despot when his feelings are hurt. So the WHO and the EU are launching an AI system to monitor social media and misinformation in real time. See, Donald Trump is exactly on board with people like Ursula von der Leyen and the EU and Starmer and all the rest of these people. They constantly want to monitor everything that you say and do and punish you for your opinions. And so does Trump. This is why I say, this is what's so dangerous about him. It's not just his ego. I mean, we see it very clearly with his ego, but he's going to weigh in on all this stuff as well. I mean, that's why the techno bros picked somebody like him. All this so-called monitoring of so-called fake news, What is fake news? That's anything they disagree with. What is hate speech? It's any speech that they hate, any opinions that they don't want heard. It's always, he's always on the same page with these depopulationist globalists who want to censor and control everything that we're doing. And he's going to be pushing through the digital ID and the digital cash to do all of this stuff as well. So a study of wine tariffs shows that consumers will pick up part of Trump's tab. This is a study from Duke's Department of Economics, found that consumers ultimately paid more than the tariff cost on European wines during Trump's earlier tariffs that began in 2019, and they were not removed until 2021. Americans paid higher costs than the federal government collected in tariff revenue. How about that? It's even worse than a tax. The good news is that consumer prices for imported wines rose less than the increase in the tariff. But the bad news is that our estimate suggests that consumer cost increases exceeded the tariff revenue received by the U.S. government. So they didn't pass along all of the tariff necessarily to them, but they go through the how this actually worked, which I won't get into the weeds about that. But the bottom line is that they, like anything else, once inflation starts, guess what? Once it starts to get established and everybody's starting to raise prices, well, you decide, well, I can raise mine just a little bit more. And so they raised the price of the tariffs. Actually, even the cost of wine went up even more than if they'd passed the tariffs on 100%. What was interesting about it was they said there was a significant delay in terms of how long it took them to put these things out. Of course, you know, the first instinct for businesses, since they have to compete, price, of course, is one of the things that they have to compete on. And so their first instinct is to try to swallow the price increase and not put themselves at a competitive disadvantage. But you can only do that for so long and you go out of business. It's just like conservatives used to understand that you can't tax corporations. Corporations will pass the taxes on eventually, or they will go out of business. And that's what's happening here. So what they found was that there was a significant delay. It's kind of like the way the vaccines work, right? They don't kill you right away, or it'd be too obvious. And so they started to see a lag in the cost of that, and then it went up even more than the tax. And then when the tax ended, they saw a significant lag before the price came down as well. And we've all kind of seen that type of thing. So Trump and the White House have said that tariffs won't raise consumer prices. It's a tax. It's inflationary. And they're lying yet again. Trump has hit every U.S. trading partner with tariffs of at least 10%, with some countries facing rates above 30%. In addition to those import duties, Trump has tariffs on imported steel, copper, aluminum, automobiles and auto parts, among others. He says he wants to bring back manufacturing jobs lost to low-wage countries, and yet he's taxing the things that we use to make stuff with that we don't have made in the United States. He says he wants to bring back manufacturing. He wants to shift the income tax burden away from Americans, and he wants to pay down the U.S. debt. So think about that. And we said this at the very beginning as well. This is Orwellian economics. It's not Keynesian. It's not Austrian. It's Orwellian because it involves double think. You have to believe that your high tariffs are going to pay down the debt and eliminate the income tax, and yet at the same time it's going to onshore manufacturing. Well, if it onshores manufacturing, guess what? You don't have any tariff revenue anymore. And so you can't have both of these.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to OrionReports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You can't have your cake and eat it too. And, of course, you can have your Marie Antoinette ballroom, I guess. That's what they should call it. People were saying
let them have balls.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the Republican needs. The Republican Party itself needs more balls. They don't need a ballroom, but they need more balls. It's just crazy to see this happening.
We live in a time where some Democrat women have more balls than Republican men.
Yeah.
But,
what is a woman? Yeah. Researchers also found evidence of tariff engineering, meaning that there was small changes to the product or its label in order to lower import duties. It said a lot of wines that previously classified as less than 14% alcohol became classified as above 14% alcohol in order to avoid paying the tariffs, because this is on wine, not on hard liquor. Researchers noticed a much longer lag time than they had expected for the higher prices to reach consumers. They also found that the higher product prices lasted longer after the government removed the tariffs. It takes almost a year until you see the significant change in retail price that affects the consumers. Remember, Trump announced these things and then didn't put them into effect for several months later, if he did, in fact, put them in effect. So
it's almost like something this large with this much momentum takes a very long time for things to take effect.
Yeah. And in both directions. Yeah,
this is exactly what you would expect to see. Things go on, mm-hmm. and it gradually, over time, people notice it and has to be adjusted for it.
That's right. Yeah, it took about 3 months until the importer renegotiated prices with the exporter, then also to raise prices to the U.S., and they didn't go down right away when the tariffs go away. In fact, they stayed elevated for another year after the tariffs were removed. So they were slower to come off than they were to come on. So we're going to still have to wait and see what is happening with the inflation. But again, as Massey, I played the clip yesterday, Massey was talking about food prices, and he said, I said back in 2020, you know, if you're going to cull your herd because of what Trump did with the lockdown, people could not get their product to market. So I can't keep feeding these cattle. I'm just going to kill them now. And if you're not planting an apple tree that takes several years to grow to fruition, then we're going to see these problems down the road. And he said, this is exactly what I said 5 years ago. And it's now the Trump's lockdown and the inflation and food prices and other things that have happened to it. These are chickens that are still coming home to roost. And not all of them have come home to roost yet. The lockdown was a massive tragedy. Most of the time, people talk about the failure of lockdown. They talk, oh, those kids that didn't get to go to school and get abused. That's not the real issue. The real issue is what he did economically to us with the lockdown. I think it's a good thing for kids not to go to school.
Yeah, that was the silver lining in all of this.
That's right. Yeah, the kids didn't go to school, but the parents got to go to the classroom to see what was actually happening in it, and that was a good thing. Well, we got a couple of comments here. Let's get
that's right. Nice of the storm. That's Jason Barker, Angry Tiger, Karen Carpenter, and, of course, others as well.
Yes.
You can go check them out at knightsofthestorm.com. That's where they have the schedule. It lists this broadcast and all the other friendly broadcasts and the times they're on, so you can find the shows that you want to watch. They're worth checking out. Angry Tiger's own show, Tiger and Snake Report, is worth checking out. Guard Goldsmith's show, Liberty Conspiracy, is worth checking out. They're all listed on knightsofthestorm.com.
Go and check several out others.
Yes.
And quite a few others.
Yes. Go check out KnightsOfTheStorm.com. And Knights of the Storm says, here's a novel idea. We can stop all the fake ads if we all just have a digital/internet ID.
That's where it's all headed.
Wouldn't that be handy?
Yeah. And look at how Trump is is so exercised about this. I mean, he went after CBS for the same thing. You deceptively edited that Lala Harris interview, and they didn't. They put up the full interview before, and so, you know, the whole thing that got him down that line was the fact that their trailer for it, their promotion for it, was different than what they actually aired. It's like, wait a minute, you edited something? Yeah, pal, that's the way things work. have somebody explain it to you. Maybe somebody in your administration could explain to you that when you got a 10-minute clip and you got a 1-minute spot, you're going to edit some stuff. Now, that can be done honestly or can be done deceptively. Just because something is edited doesn't mean that it's fake. That's the fake assumption that Trump begins with in his lawsuits and the rest of the stuff.
That's the thing is, editing can be used to completely and utterly butcher context. It can be used to make people say things they never intended by mm-hmm. stripping context, by taking pieces and reordering them.
That's right.
However,
they did not do that.
Yeah. You can also completely retain context because as a general rule, when people are speaking, they tend to reiterate. They tend to retread the same ground multiple times. Mm-hmm. And you can just cut out the middlemen. You get the beginning, you get the end, and as a general rule, it retains the same context. And that's just how it works. Editing is not inherently deceptive.
No.
Marky Mark in New Jersey, thank you very much, says, I watched a House of Dynamite this morning, and it left the viewers hanging. We never saw off the new kit Chicago, nor did we see POTUS decision. It was unsatisfying.
But I think the implication is clearly there. When I watched it, you know, he was... Yeah, that back and forth, the guy had the nuclear football, and he gave him the targets, and he starts reading off numbers. I think that was indicating that it was going to be a full-scale escalation. And then the last scene was this massive traffic jam of all these bureaucrats coming out of Washington going to Raven Rock. And again, Raven Rock, I've talked about that book many times, Raven Rock, the plan to save themselves and to let the rest of us die. And that book began with Big Hole Travis and Lance. You guys remember that? I've told the story. You tell the story because you were in the car with Karen.
Yeah, so there's a place in North Carolina called Big Hole Road. It's a sort of large bunker installation originally owned by AT&T, or maybe it was originally owned by the government, now owned by AT&T. One way or the other.
Well, they're two sides of the same coin. They're joined.
It equates to the same thing.
Yeah, that's right.
But... you know, it was kind of a local urban legend, like, oh, you go down this little road and all of a sudden there's guard towers and there's military guys. And we're just like, oh, I won't go.
And they all said that it's been shut down a long time ago.
Yeah.
And the other thing that was interesting is in the town of Pittsburgh, they had all these mayors, including the one who was the current mayor there. They had all worked for AT&T.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Big Hole.
Surprise.
Yeah, and this novel begins with Nixon as he's flying to California, and he's resigned, and he's passing the nuclear football off to someone else. And so they talk about Big Hole and how that's a part of it. at the very beginning of the book and said, look at this. So you guys go to Big Hole.
Yeah, so we just go down the road and all of a sudden, you know, just over the speakers, turn around. There's, you know, some guy up in a little guard tower. There's barricades and things. It is not shut down. The government, you know, they're like, we're not doing anything here. No, there's no staff. Yeah, there's guys in guard towers. There's guys with guns patrolling the perimeter. Whatever they've still got going on there, or at least they had back, you know, over a decade ago now. But who knows? I doubt they would turn that over to just anyone they've got, whatever they've got. See, Lou.
They're still guarding this thing. It's this underground facility, and it's there to withstand a nuclear attack. And that's his point. He talks about that one and then how they passed off the communications to one that's in Charlotte. And but then the big one is in Raven Rock, where they're all going to go. And, you know, they believe that they're going to pull off this Dr. Strangelove type of thing. And they probably will at some point in time.
The strangest thing about Big Hole is how innocuous it is. Mm-hmm. It's just this little road off of this other little road that is, you know, nothing of importance is over there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just turn down it. Doesn't look like anything. Then all of a sudden the trees kind of break and it's just guard tower, fencing, guys with guns. Just how many of these places are scattered around the country that the general population doesn't know about? But, you know, the locals of this one town goes, oh, yeah, that's the military base. You don't go down there. If you do, they'll point the guns at you and tell you, go away.
Well, it was mostly just ignored or dismissed by people. You know, there was jokes of, oh, yeah, that's where they're dissecting the aliens. Area 51 is just a distraction from Big Hole, et cetera, et cetera. You know, no one really thought there was anything there. It's everyone, if you pushed them on, oh, yeah, that's just a deactivated military.
Yeah, it's not there anymore. It's been shut down long ago. Mm. Yeah, that type of thing. If there was ever anything there, it's been shut down. Well, actually, no. And so Karen was curious.
Sure, Jan.
And she takes the kids with her on.
Turn around.
I thought that was really funny. But anyway, that's, Big Hole and Raven Rock and all the rest of that stuff. Yeah. Unfortunately, I think that movie, even though it was, it did like some, it would go through this critical juncture there, and you'd see it from the perspective of one group of people. And then they jump back in time, and you see from the perspective of another group of people leading up to that critical moment. And so they did that like three or four different times. They jump back, and you know, you see it as people are viewing it from their perspective, which is. You may like that, you may not. I thought it was kind of an interesting technique.
Your mileage may vary.
Yeah, it can be a little bit difficult to follow, but anyway.
Got some comments from Lou G for Liberty that I'm seeing. It says, I'm in Chatham County and have been to Big Hole Road. We were told it was a telecommunications uplink. I've always felt it was part of continuity of government.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Says, he sneaked up to it at night before. He says, the damn thing is like 10 stories deep. Yeah. It's just a giant, from what I remember, the thing is a giant concrete cylinder bunker that has just been sunk into the ground, and just no one really knows what's in it. It's never been admitted.
That was the thing that was interesting about House of Dynamite. When it begins, they're in this this very, very busy room, and they're processing the fact that there's a missile that has been launched, headed to the United States, and how they're going to try to intercept it and so forth. And then you have a military guy come in to the woman who's running everything. Yeah, she's got a headset. She's giving orders to everybody. I said, you need to come with me right now. We're going to go to a secure location. She said, I'm not leaving these people here. And so they start pulling out one by one key people that are there. And then the people who are left behind are like, what? But that's kind of a microcosm of the way the whole government looks at the nuclear war thing, right? You're not essential. Remember that? None of us were essential in 2020, and you better believe we're not going to be considered to be essential when their calculations about nuclear war are brought into the picture either.
The one thing a nuclear apocalypse will definitely need is bureaucrats. So
that's the thing. They're going to have bureaucrats who can't do anything, and
you survived the fallout. Scrimped and saved and managed to make it someplace, and you just encounter a horde of bureaucrats coming out of a government bunker. Truly a nightmare.
I mean, they do have plans in place for collecting taxes after a nuclear bomb goes off. They've got to implement those somehow.
That's right.
My question is, all right, so you know, nuclear apocalypse happens. You guys all get down into the bunkers. What keeps the toughest guy with the tough, you know, biggest gun from immediately going, all right, so I know we kind of voted you into power, but that was before all this happened. So you clean the toilets now. Just, I don't think we really need your skill set anymore.
Well, that's why you need to see the movie Civil War, which we watched this weekend. And we saw the movie Civil War. That's kind of a reckoning moment there. The president.
What kind of American are you?
Yeah, the president gets a reckoning moment. But yeah, it was, for the most part, that movie, I was almost ready to turn it off because it was just this, you know, almost post-apocalyptic America where it's just, you know, pockets of sanity versus total chaos. And, you know, people just going around killing people because they want to. And I think that's a pretty accurate idea of what will happen in a civil war. But then it got to the point where they were closing in on Washington. It's like, okay, I want to see this. There was a great book about the Civil War that I picked up at Gettysburg that was written by a battlefield tour guide. And it was called If the South Had Won at Gettysburg. And the cover, which really caught my eye, was an astronaut on the moon planting a Confederate flag.
A better time. A brighter timeline.
But it was actually a very interesting premise because he changes just like one thing. It's like an alternative history thing. And you realize just how close things were. And, you know, just slightly change it. And then left everything else the way it was. The horrific weather that happened the next day that allowed Lee to escape with remnants of his army without being pursued. And the fact that they had, if they had won there, they had a clear path to come in on the north side of Washington where there was no protection whatsoever. And, it would have been a real, pivot moment, at that point. But, so when I watched the Civil War, maybe it took me back to that, particular, that particular novel. Anyway, I like historical fiction that is alternative, especially since I don't like the way things really turned out. So
perhaps, what if we were to just change one thing?
Yeah, could it be better?
Yeah. I see a comment here from Nibiru 2029 says Emperor Trump's legacy movie was released in 2009, starring Viggo Mortensen, titled The Road. let's hope not. That movie is terribly depressing.
Yeah,
I believe it's another Cormac McCarthy story, and that's all he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Cormac McCarthy, as far as I'm aware, never wrote any feel-good stories. Knights of the Storm. Wait for it. Trump will find a way to get people to go along with it.
Talking about ID and
censorship. Digital ID for the internet.
Yeah, you read that second one there.
Yeah, Doug to 007. This is such an offensive ad. No wonder Trump was livid. Sarcasm.
Yeah.
So bogus. Reagan is basically the previous false idol of Republicans, the previous demigod of the right. Trump is worse, though.
Yeah. For years, when they would have debates, when the front runner was not afraid of debates, everybody would say, but Ronald Reagan this and Ronald Reagan that. Remember going back to 2016 debates where there's a large field of Republicans, and all of them were wrapping themselves in Ronald Reagan. And you better believe that they're all going to be doing that with Trump when he's gone. They'll be doing the same thing. I got really sick of hearing, but Ronald Reagan did this. You know, what would Reagan do? You know, that type of thing. Never stopped.
Yeah. We also have So Bogus says a big part of this is just to have Trump doing or reacting to something outrageous every other day to distract from the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a good job of it. The real Octo Spook, they're in business to make money, not pay money. American citizens pay all of it.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we got a story coming up where AI is being... They're going to start to incorporate AI in terms of writing story scripts for WWE. That may be the best use case of it yet. But interestingly enough, Trump is pulled in people from the WWE into his administration because that's what the Trump administration is. It's all about creating this fake narrative and getting people all hyped up and heroes and heels. That's what it's all about. He learned that lesson really well. With his close ties to the McMahons, Linda McMahon is the head of the Department of Education. If that whole thing about getting rid of the Department of Education, if that isn't a professional wrestling narrative, I don't know what is. They're not going to do anything about that. They're still going to hand out the money, and if you hand out the money, you're still controlling the education. Whoever funds it is going to control it. And they're going to keep in the funding aspect of it. So again, it's going to, each successive administration is going to have different things that they're going to bribe and blackmail people to do through the money. And Trump is going to preserve all of that, whether he has a large bureaucracy there or not.
He could at least do something fun, like make a WWE wrestler the press secretary or something like that. That's right, reporting live from the press room, Paul. The Undertaker is just at Don Lemon with a steel chair.
Well, he's going to have, for the 4th of July, he's going to have a big Ultimate Fighting contest.
Yeah, I don't want to watch two UFC fighters beat up each other. I want to watch The Undertaker take Don Lemon to task. That's a way, come on. UFC, I don't want to watch two Chechens wrestle each other. Who cares?
Yeah.
Nibiru 2029. Throughout history, tariffs have always been an instrument of the wealthy to further increase the aristocracy's wealth. Audi MRR, MAGA voters amaze me. They hate everything about Operation Warp Speed, but love the guy who green lighted it.
Audi, don't you know? It wasn't Trump. It was the bad Democrat governors who did it all. That's what I've heard so many
times. It's all those nasty Democrats' fault.
Yeah, about that WWE AI. It's the Not Sure AI. It's so smart, it's going to come up with everything. We got this AI called Not Sure. He says that we got to put electrolytes in the plant food. Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Classic. Brandon Bennett, Big Hole is where they should have their No Kings protest. Mm-hmm. They could secret them all away, squirrel them all deep into the bowels of the earth. Real Jason Barker at Steve Evs, that's where they keep all their stolen cash. Brandon Bennett says stolen cash and children.
Yeah.
Don't worry, guys. Donald Trump is down in the tunnels, fist fighting the lizard people for
the crazy
those stolen
thing about
children.
Nuclear war is it would kill just about everyone except for the people that maybe shouldn't survive it.
Well, they are not going to be capable of taking care of themselves, that's for sure. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and we will be right back.
Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, dear Klaus, your annual global risk report makes for a stunning and sobering read. For the global business community, the top concern for the next 2 years is not conflict or climate. It is disinformation and misinformation, followed closely by polarization within our societies.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You are listening to The David Knight Show.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to hear it in your pod. You'll owe nothing and be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no car, but 24 booster shots in your arm. Oh, nothing. Be happy. You can't even buy shit in the store because of your low social credit score. Oh, nothing. Happy. You owe nothing and be happy. Be happy and eat some bugs.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to OrionReports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hear news now at APSRadioNews.com or get the APS Radio app and never miss another story.
Yes, and we want to thank Charlie at APS for carrying the program there at their news segment there. But they've also got a lot of other different genres of music and that type of thing at APS Radio. So please check them out. They're one of our supporters. Venezuela has claimed capture of CIA-linked mercenaries. And then they said, looks like they were practicing or setting up to do a false flag attack. I mean, the CIA wouldn't do that, would they?
No.
Trump has not even made a secret of the fact that he's got CIA in place. He's not made a secret of the fact that he's got a massive buildup of a military force there as well. So will it be another Gulf of Tonkin incident? It's kind of interesting, you know, when we look at the... Gulf of Tonkin. Did you get that? Yeah, we got that clip here. Let me play this from the Fog of War, and just to give you an idea of what happened. Errol Morris was a film documentarian, and before he got into doing film documentaries, he used to be an investigator and interrogator, and he really knows how to read people and how to interview them. I mean, he's just amazing. He had a documentary called The Thin Blue Line, and it was about... He didn't start out to do this documentary. He started out to do a documentary about the death penalty and people on death row. And one of the people that he talked to, he became convinced that the guy was innocent and that the police had grabbed this guy and railroaded him simply because they have to be seen to immediately solve the issue if a police officer is killed. So a cop had been killed. So he immediately got to grab their guy and say, we got the perp. And he's guilty, and they railroaded him to give him the death penalty. And so Errol Morris started interviewing people. He started getting interested in this case, and he figured out who the guy was that really did it. And he actually got the guy to confess to doing the murder. And one of the things that he would do, this is 20, 30 years ago, he would set up a teleprompter, and he would use it so that people were doing like a Zoom conference call or something. And by taking himself out of the room and they were no longer talking to him, they were kind of talking to a TV, which, you know, people have a different attitude about it then than they do now. And so it gave it this level of separation and abstraction, and it kind of disarmed them, along with his excellent skills of being an investigator and interrogator himself. He called it the Interrotron. And he said it really took people's guard down when, instead of talking to him directly, he might just be in the next room, but he was talking to them through the teleprompter, through the monitor. And so he did that with Robert McNamara, who basically was the architect and engineer of the Vietnam War before he was then sent off to the IMF fund and began enslaving developing countries with debt to the IMF. But anyway, he... talked to Robert McNamara for about 2 or 3 days and put this documentary together. And as part of it, I thought it was very interesting, the Gulf of Tonkin incident. And McNamara essentially admitted that they made it up.
On August 2nd, the destroyer Maddox reported it was attacked by a North Vietnamese patrol boat. It was an act of aggression against us. We were in international waters. I sent officials from the Defense Department out, and we recovered pieces of North Vietnamese shells that were clearly identified as North Vietnamese shells from the deck of the Maddox. So there was no
question. I guess they said made it in North Vietnam.
But in any event, we didn't respond.
How do they wind up getting fragments and not being shot? I don't understand. But it gets worse.
Later, the Maddox and the Turner Joy, two destroyers, reported they were attacked.
Where are these torpedoes coming from? Well, we don't know. Presumably from these unidentified craft.
There were sonar soundings. Torpedoes had been detected. Other indications of attack from patrol boats. We spent about 10 hours that day trying to find out what in the hell had happened. At one point, the commander of the ship said, we're not certain of the attack. Another point, they said, yes, we're absolutely positive. And then finally, late in the day, Admiral Sharp said, yes, we're certain it happened. So I reported this to Johnson, and as a result, there were bombing attacks on targets in North Vietnam.
A bombing attack that was so severe you weren't certain for 10 hours of debate as to whether it actually happened, let alone who did it.
Johnson said, we may have to escalate. I'm not going to do it without congressional authority. And he put forward a resolution, the language of which gave complete authority to the president to take the nation to war. The Tonkin Gulf Resolution.
Unlike Trump.
Now, let me...
Trump is worse than LBJ.
His fourth attack.
Well, apparently... been at least nine torpedoes in the water. All missed.
Yeah.
No, I don't... Wait a minute now. I'm not so sure about this number of engaged.
Right.
We'd have to check it out here. He said many of the reported contacts and torpedoes fired appear doubtful. Freak weather effects on radar and overeager sonarmen may have accounted for many reports.
Okay, well, I'll tell Mr. McNamara this.
That's the best I can give you, Dave. Sorry. It does appear now that a lot of these torpedo attacks were from the sonar man, you see. And they get keyed up to things like this. Everything they hear on the sonar is a torpedo.
You're pretty sure there was a torpedo attack, then?
Oh, no doubt about that, I think.
I think. No doubt, I think.
No, it was just confusion. And events afterwards showed that our judgment that we'd been attacked that day was wrong. It didn't happen.
Yeah, nine torpedoes, they all missed, and somehow... I look at that, and it's like, did North Korea have submarines that were shooting torpedoes, or are they coming off of some boats, but they never identified the boats that were shooting the torpedoes? And I don't think that they had submarines. What, Lance?
It's our judgment that day was wrong. It turns out we mistakenly thought that we had been shot by torpedoes, and that gave us the excuse to do everything that we had wanted to do before that. Oops, our mistake. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. You know, and he tries to talk about that incident earlier where he said, yeah, there was some shrapnel from some shells, and it was definitely North Korea. It must have said, you know, made in North Korea on the shells or something. They were not hit with anything. And they claimed that they were hit with that earlier one and then claimed that this was the incident that got us into the Gulf of Tonkin. A war that is based on lies and false flags, folks. That's what we've had from the American government and the Pentagon so many times in the last 60 years or so. So the Maduro regime said Sunday that Venezuela has captured a group of alleged mercenaries with ties to the U.S. CIA. They accused Washington and Trinidad and Tobago of coordinating military exercises intended to provoke an armed confrontation in the Caribbean. The government there said the arrest revealed what it described as a false flag operation planned from waters bordering Trinidad and Tobago or from Trinidadian or Venezuelan territory to generate a full-scale military confrontation against Venezuela. In other words, when you go back and look at the Gulf of Tonkin incident, it's not necessary to actually, you know, take out an American ship or do any damage or even hit it. You can just have a situation where they allege that they were fired upon without result. And that is sufficient for us to go to war. Now, on the other hand, we can blow up one fishing ship after the other, one drug ship, even if it is a drug ship, it's still...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
A murder on the high seas by Trump. And that's perfectly fine. That's the asymmetric rules of war. But then there's another kind of asymmetric war when they actually get on the ground. Those are the kind of asymmetric wars that we always lose. The announcement comes amid fast-growing buildup of U.S. forces in the Caribbean launched by Trump to combat, he says, drug cartels. That's the fundamental lie right there. The administration signaled it might soon authorize ground incursions into Venezuela to target the so-called Cartel of the Sun, a narco-trafficking organization in the imagination of Trump. The Venezuelan government did not release any evidence or details about this. And, of course, you know, again, when we look at, let's go to Trump instead of to LBJ. When you look at candidate Trump, he told us that the Iraq War was based on lies about weapons of mass destruction. That part was true. But then he took the person who ran the torture, the person who sold the lies to the White House, Gina Haspel of the CIA, and he made her his head of the CIA, his effective head of the CIA. At the beginning, you had Pompeo, who was the official head, but she was number two. Then Pompeo moved to Secretary of State, and she moved in to be the truly official one who was running the CIA. So he says that we get into a war based on lies, and then he puts the person who lied about it in charge of the CIA. Classic Donald Trump, telling you what they're doing and how corrupt it is, and then doubling down on what they were doing in the corruption. The alleged arrests, such as the number of suspects, their nationalities, when and where they were detained, has not been released. Caracas also linked the alleged plot two military drills that it claims are being carried out this week by Trinidad and Tobago under the coordination, financing, and control of the U.S. Southern Command, calling them a hostile provocation and a grave threat to the peace of the Caribbean. A statement released by Trinidad and Tobago's prime minister, by the way, the prime minister's name is Kamala. like Kamala.
So close.
Yeah, but Kamala. The Venezuelan statement accused that country, Trinidad and Tobago, of acting as a military colony subordinated to U.S. hegemonic interests. The Miami Herald could not independently confirm the arrest of any group or existence of coordinated operations involving the CIA or the Doral-based U.S. Southern Command, which oversees military operations in Latin America. The Caracas people compared the supposed plan to the historical events such as the USS Maine explosion in Cuba in 1898, which we know was a false flag, as well as the Gulf of Tonkin. And so this may or may not be real. I mean, Since the CIA and the U.S. government and the Pentagon have a history of staging false flag events and using them as a pretext of war, they might be just referring back to that history, knowing that people would believe that's likely something that the U.S. would do. I do believe it is likely that the U.S. would do it. I don't know if they have done it yet, but I think that they're likely to do it at some point in time. The government said the alleged provocation follows the same pattern and accused Washington of seeking a pretext for war in the region. And again, the U.S. keeps doing it. Why? Because it works. It works every time with the American public. Following the Trump administration's decision to amass the largest U.S. military presence the Caribbean has seen in decades in order to supposedly combat drug cartel operations in the region, well, I'm sure that they'll be able to win this imaginary drug war because it doesn't exist in the first place. So Trump will be able to declare victory with that. Next, he's going to be taking on the little green men and UFOs and beat them as well. The buildup of U.S. forces continues. Over the past 2 months, the Pentagon has deployed close to 10,000 troops, most of them based in Puerto Rico, along with a contingent of Marines aboard amphibious assault ships. The U.S. Navy has positioned at least 10 warships and a submarine in the Caribbean as part of the expanded force. So those Marines and the 10,000 troops, they'll be sent eventually to go kill and die for Trump's lies. That's what's really going to happen here. Just as people were sent into Vietnam to kill and to die for the lies of LBJ and Robert McNamara. Trump has indicated that the U.S. is now considering ground operations, while his administration has quietly granted the CIA new powers to conduct covert activities in the South American country. They don't even try to hide it anymore. They used to be ashamed of this stuff, and they should be ashamed. So a senior U.S. Republican says that Maduro's days are numbered, and of course this would be Rick Scott, a senior Republican from Florida, who is there. Rubio from Florida and Rick Scott from Florida, they're both looking at this as a way to come after Cuba as well, because there is a connection between Venezuela and Cuba. There's no connection between Venezuela and fentanyl at all, but there is a connection that they're not talking about between Venezuela and Cuba. Venezuela, even though they have not been able to capitalize and to operate on this massive reserve of oil, they have more oil than Saudi Arabia, but they can't get it out of the ground because they're communists and they don't know how it works. It's going to be like the bureaucrats who survive at Raven Rock. They're not going to have to get anything
wait
done.
A minute.
Can't grow any crops, can't get any oil out of the ground, can't refine it and so forth. But so Venezuela is getting a little bit of oil to Cuba, and they want to cut that off. They want to isolate Cuba next. And that's one of the reasons why Rubio has been so hell-bent on Venezuela. It's a way to attack Cuba. You know, kind of like Ukraine and Russia, that type of thing. And so Rick Scott is also from Florida, and he is also going to be heavily influenced by the conservative Republicans, which is, you know, Cubans in Florida, for the most part, conservative and Republican. I grew up in Florida, and I knew a lot of Cubans. I was in bands with a lot of Cubans and had great trumpet players. But they do have an obsession with Castro. And look, I understand, I don't like Castro either. And maybe this administration will be the one that can finally pull off the Bay of Pigs. It takes an administration of pigs to do it, I guess. And they've got just the personnel, I think, to pull off the Bay of Pigs. So this is Rick Scott, who is on the Senate Armed Services and Foreign Relations Committee. He said, Maduro's days are numbered. Whether it's internal or external, I think something's going to happen to him, right? He should head to Russia or to China. And then we had another senator who chimed in over the weekend. This is Senator Langford, who is not from an area that is heavily influenced by Cubans, and he had this to say.
The administration needs to give insight into Congress. That's part of it. If this was happening with this level of insight under the Biden administration, I'd be apoplectic.
Yeah, let's think about the precedent this sets, right?
And I would say, hey, listen, I serve on the Intelligence Committee. He serves as a senior Democrat on defense. This is typical consultation. It's not permission. But it is, hey, I want to let you know this is happening, and here are the details of what's happening, and here's why and what, and here's what we know. Here's what we know about each one of these incidents that has occurred and the people that are there. That's important. We're all elected officials. We're in a co-equal branch of government, and we've got to be able to have that kind of coordination. Now, we need to be able to engage on drugs. I have Oklahomans that are dying from methamphetamine, from cocaine, from fentanyl, and from different drugs that are laced with fentanyl on it and mixing it in. That's happening in my state as it's happening all around the country. We tried a lot of different approaches to be able to stop it. The president has turned the volume up to 11 and said, no, we're going to stop drugs coming into our country that are killing folks. So he's putting tariffs on countries that are allowing the precursors to be able to come over into North America.
You know, like Canada.
Direct action against those folks that are trying to deliver the drugs that are killing Americans.
You know, like Venezuela.
Really appropriate to do. What we're missing is the communication, the coordination, and the ability to be able to say, let's talk out loud about this. We're not his opponent on this. We're an ally in this to be able to solve it. But we need to be able to have a voice on it as a co-equal branch.
Are there other...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
As a co-equal branch, okay, you think you're co-equal branch when you've abdicated the necessity of congressional deliberation before we go to war? You say you're co-equal? Pathetic. Yeah, we want to stop the drugs. I want to stop the drugs. So let's do it by force. That's worked so well for 50-plus years. Let's continue to do more force. Let's turn it up to 11. And then meanwhile, we don't even know who to shoot at. Right? We're going to attack countries that aren't bringing the drugs in. Why is that? Why don't we go to the countries that are bringing the drugs in? Well, because they're working with the CIA, which is also a part of this. So, you know, you're only going to go to Panama when the CIA's partner decides that he's going to go a different route. Then we got to take that guy out. They're just another drug gang. The CIA and Pentagon, the rest of them, as far as I'm concerned, they're just another drug gang. So you got Rick Scott saying that Maduro is an illegitimate murderous dictator. Well, that may be true, but that's definitely true of Trump. He's a murderous dictator, and there's no question about it. He even brags about it. So this is an article from DropSite News. Inside Marco Rubio's push for regime change in Venezuela, there is no fentanyl coming from the country, according to U.S. intelligence, even. This is another Trump lie for war. He said that, again, you know, when you go back and look at the Iraq War, he promotes the people who sell these types of lies. And so U.S. intelligence has assessed that little to none of the fentanyl trafficked to the United States is being produced in Venezuela, despite recent claims from the Trump administration. And again, Rand Paul laid this whole thing out. He said there's no fentanyl coming in from Venezuela, according to the people who are doing this. Not only that, but these ships that they're blowing up couldn't make it. They don't have sufficient fuel to make the trip to the U.S. They're not coming here at all. But as they blow up these ships, the murderous little dictator Don is saying, look, we stopped it from sea. Now we got to go to land in order to stop it. You stopped something that wasn't happening. There's no way these ships could actually make it to the United States.
Thank you, Senator Paul. What do you need to hear in a briefing? What questions do you have?
You know, it's not so much about a briefing, but we haven't had a briefing. To be clear, we've got no information. I've been invited to no briefing. But a briefing is not enough to overcome the Constitution. The Constitution says that when you go to war, Congress has to vote on it. And during a war, then, there's a lower rules for engagement. People do sometimes get killed without due process. But the drug war or the war or the crime war has typically been something we do through law enforcement. And so far, they have alleged that these people are drug dealers. No one said their name. No one said what evidence. No one said whether they're armed. And we've had no evidence presented. So at this point, I would call them extrajudicial killings. And this is akin to what China does, to Iran does with drug dealers. They summarily execute people without presenting evidence to the public. So it's wrong.
All right, here's...
Yeah, and so officials who talked to Dropsite News noted that many of the boats targeted for strikes by the Trump administration do not even have the requisite gasoline or motor capacity to reach U.S. waters. And, of course, that is what Rand Paul has also said. These officials are retired intelligence officials as well who talked to Dropsite News. The claim is backed by recent comments made by Senator Rand Paul, who similarly noted that zero fentanyl is produced in Venezuela. But despite all this, and the lack of any intelligence leaking Venezuela with fentanyl production, the Trump administration has made the alleged Venezuelan drug trafficking the cause of war in its drive to overthrow the government of Maduro. Trump referred to the possible ground action, claiming at a press conference that the, quote, sea drugs coming in are 5% of what they were a year ago. So they're coming in by land. And so we're going to have to attack the land next. So he is saying that he stopped the flow of drugs by sea, which we're never coming here by sea. And so now he's going to go to land to stop the drugs that are not coming here by land next.
We just keep winning.
Yeah, you tired of winning? I'm tired of wars, actually. The two sources familiar with discussions at the White House note that Secretary of State Marco Rubio, a longtime proponent of regime change in Venezuela, has been the driving force behind the aggressive military and rhetorical posture toward the Maduro regime. I guess we should call this, if it happens, we should call it Little Marco's War. he's also in charge of the remnants, excuse me, of USAID, the U.S. Agency for International Development. This is the CIA propaganda people, and this is where Barack Obama's mama used to work. Obama mama used to work at the USAID. Her parents, his grandparents on her side, were some of the founding members of the CIA coming over from the OSS. So USAID has redirected millions of dollars and money previously allocated for pro-democracy measures in Venezuela and surrounding countries in a thinly veiled effort to prep the region for war. So they come in and they do the propaganda type of stuff like Tucker Carlson's dad did with Voice of America, except USAID is even more directly involved with the CIA. And you remember when Doge was going through and there was a fight between Elon Musk and Marco Rubio? Rubio was absolutely apoplectic that they were shutting down USAID. He wanted this dirty little propaganda liars. He wanted to keep them around. Rubio cycled through multiple arguments for regime change in Venezuela during the early months of the administration, largely based around human rights and election concerns, which were unconvincing to Trump. After assuming a position on the National Security Council in the spring, Rubio then presented a new argument to Trump that Maduro was a narco-terrorist drug trafficker. There you go. So this absurd lie about fentanyl coming from Venezuela came from Little Marco. I wonder if he's the one who told Trump that fentanyl was coming in from Canada as well. Robber Baron Trump said last October, though, that he wanted the oil. Remember that? When he was running for office, he said, yeah, Venezuela, we could have taken the oil. We've got to take the oil. Same thing he said about Syria as well. With Trump unable so far to carry out attacks on Mexican cartels, strikes seen as politically untenable. Yeah, because, you know, the CIA is mixed in with these guys. So we don't want to attack the guys who are working with us. Only if they stop working with us will we do that. Rubio effectively steered his gaze to Maduro. Said, hey, you want to go shoot somebody in the streets like your hero Rodrigo Duterte? Well, we can do that in Venezuela. They're doing drugs as well. Oh, really? Oh, okay, sure. Rubio's policy was most recently at a crossroads after Maduro offered to turn over the oil resources to the U.S. in exchange for a cessation of hostilities. Again, trying to buy off these, you know, Maduro's not stupid. He knows what's going on. He knows that it's not about the drugs. He's not doing them. He knows it's about the oil that they want. So he says, here, I'll give you some oil. How about that? Can we just not have a war? But Trump acknowledged the offer in a recent appearance, saying Maduro offered everything. You know why? Because he doesn't want to F around with the U.S. He's a thug gangster. He's a casino mafia owner. Trump rejected the offer after being swayed by arguments from Rubio that the best way to secure Venezuela's oil reserves was to facilitate regime change and to make a better deal with a new government. Yeah, we don't want to have him paying us. We can put our own guy in there, and we'll get even more oil at a better price or no price at all. A recent U.S. government assessment of Venezuelan oil exports to China found nearly 500,000 barrels a day, a small fraction of the country's total capacity, which Trump is turning down in the immediate term. So he's going to go for the whole thing. He's the mafia boss, says, hey, it's nice business you got there. It'd be a shame if something happened to it.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Right. Yeah, I'll give you a cut of it. I think I'll just take the whole thing, and I'll kill you in the process. Foreign policy under Trump has come to be dominated by a group known inside the administration as the Gang of Five. And let me just say here, what a disgusting, pathetic display it was of Alex Jones and Patrick Byrne to cheer an American war in Venezuela for the oil. I'm disgusted with them. Yeah, you know, people just own this corruption anymore. They own the lies, they own the wars, and they're absolutely unashamed about it. So the Gang of Five, consisting of Rubio, Stephen Miller, Susie Wiles, the chief of staff, Steve Witkoff, Trump's all-around envoy and former real estate partner. That's what he, I guess, yeah, I guess when you look at it, I guess all geopolitics is about real estate, right? It's about scouting out what you want. The only difference is that when you're president, you don't have to pay for anything. You get taxpayers to pay for the bombs and missiles that kill people so that you can steal their land. So I guess that's what Witkoff is there for, just like he was there in Israel. And then Vice President J.D. Vance, War Hawk Secretary Pete Hegseth, in a bid for internal relevance, has eagerly executed Rubio's strategy, regularly striking boats that he claims without evidence are carrying drugs, and then burning the passengers alive. How exactly Rubio is spending the pro-democracy funds from the USAID, from which buckets, is not made clear in federal disclosures. But a flurry of contracts in neighboring countries indicates a surge of military preparation in Colombia. Much of the U.S.-backed resistance to Maduro, including the disastrous Operation Gideon coup attempt in May of 2020, has been based out of Colombia and Guyana. In late September, the U.S. State Department's international law enforcement arm signed a two-year, $4.8 billion Colombia virtual shooting range, quote-unquote, contract with Arizona-based Vertra, Inc. There are also two foreign military sales through the U.S. Coast Guard. And so when we talk about Colombia, isn't that interesting that we would partner with the country that is actually sending drugs to the U.S.? Because, again, the CIA is at the center of all this. We could see that in Afghanistan. You know, they took over the fields that the Taliban was shutting down. They had it less than 10% of the world supply was coming out of Afghanistan, and we jumped it up to the high 90s. A record amount every year was a bigger bumper crop, and we had U.S. troops guarding the fields for them, and presumably the CIA getting the opioids and being able to distribute them. While the contracts indicate millions being poured into Colombia, the wave of funding could now be undermined by President Petro's recent condemnation of the lethal U.S. airstrike on a fishing boat in Colombian waters. On October the 3rd, Maduro's vice president accused Exxon of funding a military assault in the region. They're accusing Exxon of doing military assaults as well. The interesting thing is that Exxon's competitor, which is also headquartered out of Houston, Chevron, is a partner of the Venezuelan government. So this is very much like Smedley Butler saying, you know, we're going to war for the United Fruit Company. Here we are. This is something of a war between Exxon and Chevron in these areas. So Chevron's allied with Venezuelan government and Maduro, and Exxon is opposing them from the outside. It reminds me of that Terry Gilliam movie, Time Bandits, where they had skyscrapers that they used. They were moving. You know, they were selling them like ships, like they were sailing ships, and they had basically a hostile corporate takeover. He represented as these pirates that were sailing the skyscrapers through the streets of a city and shooting at each other. I mean, that's basically what we've got going on here. Corporations getting involved in all this. The U.S. government has attempted to overthrow the socialist government of Venezuela for decades, including through the USAID's Office of Transition Initiatives. Oh, that's a nice euphemism for a coup, a transition initiative. The U.S.'s quasi-overt international political action arm, the National Endowment for Democracy, the NED, another CIA thing, has the challenging task of funding nonprofits and journalists in a manner which, on the one hand, advances U.S. foreign policy goals, and on the other, allows grantees to still claim independence. Even Trump's first administration reportedly expressed frustration with a covert democracy promotion campaign by the CIA against Venezuelan President Maduro in 2019 being indistinguishable from its overt counterparts. So, again, this is the same stuff being recycled. So you can imagine that whether or not it's true, they would suspect that this, there's going to be some kind of a false flag like the Gulf of Tonkin. Well, the Trump administration has gutted the majority of USAID's political action programs during its first few months in office. So again, this is the gang that can't shoot straight. Trump wants to literally go to war to stop drugs, even though force has not worked. And so he doesn't know which country to attack. And so he's now cut off the propagandists and the people that are there to start the coups. He shut them down largely earlier as well. So I don't think this whole thing is going to go too well. But there is a large aircraft carrier group, the USS Gerald Ford, that is slowly moving its way from the, let's see, where is it? It's in the Mediterranean, I think, and it's now headed to the Caribbean. And so this is one of these deals, kind of reminds me of the Falkland Wars, where they had this slow-moving armada coming from the UK going down to the Falkland Islands in Argentina. And so we'll see what happens. Admiral Halsey, remember, had a three-year job, and he quit 1 year into it, evidently because he was not happy with what was going on with the Southern Command. So the Gerald Ford has been deployed in the Mediterranean, that's it, yeah, and it is off of the coast of Croatia in the Adriatic Sea, so now it's on its way to the Caribbean, and I guess when it gets there, I guess this whole thing will commence. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll read the comments when we come back. I just want to say that I just really find it disgusting to see that they can keep playing the same games over and over again. But again, we can have, you fool most of the people most of the time, evidently, because they're able to do it with Donald Trump. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
The David Knight Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Elvis.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
And the sweet sounds of Motown. Find them on the Oldies channel at APSradio.com.
Well, Marky Mark, thank you. He says, I was a sonar man in the U.S. Navy, and I've heard torpedoes in the water. There is nothing that sounds like them. Once you've heard a torpedo, you never forget its sound. Well, again, you know, these were assessments that were being made by the superior officers there, and I imagine that they were trying to come up with an excuse for why they might have lied or given conflicting information. Well, I think the guys on sonar were just freaking out about what was happening there. That probably wasn't the case at all. They were probably just floundering around trying to find some flimsy excuse to say they'd been attacked. I seriously don't think that they were attacked then or the incident a couple of days earlier than that. And so I think it was just lies being told by the people who were in command and by the civilian leadership in order to start a war. A war that was based on the, not just on based on a false flag, but based on the total historical ignorance about the relationship between China and Vietnam. For over 1,000 years, they'd been in conflict with each other. And then also based on another foundational lie about the domino theory and what was going to happen if we lost in Vietnam. All of Southeast Asia was going to fall to the Chinese communists. And of course, none of that happened. And so it's been very clearly shown that the whole thing was an invented lie. Well, before we move on, I want to talk about what's going on with gold and silver, which I think is kind of interesting. London is facing a 150 million ounce silver shortfall. This is on Friday, amid the COMEX drain, said an insider. Now, think about how much that is in terms of weight. That's about 4.7 tons of silver. And in terms of, you know, $50 an ounce, that's about $7.5 billion that, well, we can't fill that order. It's supposedly here, but we can't find the physical silver that is there. A massive physical drain of silver from COMEX warehouses is accelerating, this is on Friday, signaling profound stress in the global delivery system, even as a fundamental structural change is redefining gold's role as an asset, said a former bullion bank executive, Bob Gottlieb, on Thursday. And an exclusive interview, he revealed that 29 million ounces of silver had been physically removed from COMEX warehouses in just the last 2 weeks. He also issued a stark warning about the opaque platinum market, suggesting the situation there may be even more dire. The physical exodus comes after a turbulent week that saw gold plunge nearly 5.5% and silver dropping 7.5% on the same day. The most acute stress is in the physical silver market, centering on a dramatic reversal of flows between the world's two most important trading hubs, the COMEX in New York, which is a primary U.S. futures exchange, and the London market, the world's largest center for physical trading. The London vaults were depleted of their readily available metal, or their free-floating stock, by a perfect storm of demand. We talked about that last week. Part of the demand was coming from India. It went from 305 million down to maybe 125 million ounces, and that has created this entire tightness. The shortage in London has now caused a violent reversal. The premium for spot silver in London has made it highly profitable for banks to take physical metal from the COMEX and ship it back across the Atlantic. So we went from 530 million ounces to 501 million today. So that's roughly 29 million ounces of silver that's been shipped out of the U.S. Gottlieb said, I believe we need another 100 to 150 million ounces physically in London for the market to normalize. The physical pressure is accumulating as gold is undergoing what Gottlieb calls a different kind of rally, driven by a structural change in how gold is viewed by the world's largest financial players. He said the entire central bank world is diversifying away from the dollar, and they're doing that via gold. They're using gold rather than the dollar. And he said the interesting thing is that when you look at the European Central Bank, they just announced that their number two holding in their reserves is gold, surpassing the euro. They hold more gold than they hold even of their own currency. And of course, these things we've talked about with Tony Arteban of Wise Wolf Gold. And it's just this shortage and the massive amount of shortage that came up towards the end of the week last week is a very, very unusual thing. Gold made up about 20% of global official reserves at the end of 2024. surpassing the euro's 16% share. Gottlieb characterized the week's dramatic price crash as an extremely healthy event designed to purge speculative excess from the newer investors that he calls weak longs. So somebody hold it for about a week and sell it. A former designation of silver as a critical mineral could have dramatic consequences for the market. The most likely outcome would be tariffs. We're back to tariffs again. A more extreme, though less likely outcome could see the government move to restrict exports or to secure domestic inventories, effectively nationalizing a portion of the silver supply for strategic purposes like defense, AI, and the energy sector. Gottlieb argued that the imposing restrictions would ultimately be a disservice to the U.S. because, unlike with automobiles, tariffs will not produce 1 ounce more of silver in the United States, as over 75% of silver is mined as a byproduct of other metals. Well, the other part of this is that this whole idea that tariffs help manufacturing just doesn't apply in today's economy. They have spent decades creating a supply chain that stretches across the entire world. And when you cut those lines of the supply chain, guess what? The manufacturers in the U.S. don't have anything that they can work with. And even worse, as Trump plays this dance that he's so proud of, his genius negotiation tactics of jacking up the tariffs and then dropping them and then jacking them up again, when he does it that way, they not only can't get the stuff that they want, but they don't buy it because they're afraid to buy it at the higher price. And so everything is freezing. And this is the absolute worst aspect of all of it, is the chaos and the uncertainty. So the Dow jumped 300 points over a possible China trade deal on rare earths. This is the way that operates. This is rumor and speculation on Wall Street, also known as gambling. These people are placing their bets that Donald Trump is going to bring it home and get a favorable deal with the Chinese. I'm not putting any money on that. Anyway.
They've got money to burn. That's on them.
Yes. Soros Secretary of the Treasury, Scott Bessent, said that he would likely erase Trump's threatened 100% tariffs on China and delay Beijing's strict export controls on rare earths. By the way, here's a trivia question for you. There have been two Trump cabinet members in his two administrations. In the first one, there was one, and now in the second one, there's one, who openly supported Hillary Clinton. Who were they? Well, the first one, first administration, the cabinet member that had openly supported Hillary Clinton was Wilbur Ross, the guy who was allied with the Rothschilds and had a very long history of having financial strings all over the puppet Donald Trump. In the second administration, the person that's in the cabinet position who had been an open, strong supporter of Hillary Clinton is the Soros Secretary of the Treasury, Scott Bessent. Just thought I'd pass that along to you. You can make of that what you wish. Gold and silver have been hammered by a better risk appetite and weak long liquidation. So, again, this is all about the speculation on Wall Street, the gambling that is happening there based on what is being done by the Trump administration and the Soros guy. The Federal Reserve on Wednesday afternoon is expected to deliver a second straight 25 basis point rate cut to support a shaky job market, but may face some opposition from officials who are anxious over inflation. Again, as Gerald Celente said from the very beginning, Trump has been very, very good in his first administration for gold. Why? Because he doesn't care about inflation, and he doesn't care about debt. And so that makes the case for gold, because Trump's policies, everybody knows, are very destructive for the long term. If you don't care about debt and you don't care about inflation, and Trump doesn't care about either of those things, it does not bode well for the American dollar or for the U.S. economy. So people will move into the safe haven of gold and silver. So a company called Metals Focus and their analysts thinks that we'll see $5,000 gold and $60 silver in 2026 as this uncertainty is going to persist. The gold market continues to see extreme volatility with prices unable to hold initial support at $4,000 an ounce. However, one research firm says that gold's rally is far from over and expects prices to reach $5,000 by next year. In its annual Precious Metals Investment Focus report, analysts at Metals Focus said that ongoing economic uncertainty remains the biggest factor supporting gold prices throughout the new year. Now, this is a company that is, of course, selling metals. However, you have Jamie Dimon, who said he's not interested in buying gold or silver, not interested in buying gold, but he said he thought the gold would go to $5,000 or maybe $10,000 in the short term. And so, again, all of this is not based on charts or anything like that. It's based on the fundamental problems with the U.S. economy and the U.S. government. In line with developments throughout 2025, ongoing uncertainty surrounding U.S. trade policy and its impact on the global economy is expected to remain a key driver of sentiment towards gold. So as bad as Trump's indecision, arbitrary, capricious decisions on tariffs are for the economy, it's a good thing for gold. At the same time, the analysts also expect investment demand among retail investors to remain strong, or as further easing by the Federal Reserve in an elevated inflationary environment is expected to lower the precious metals opportunity costs as a non-yielding asset. Trade tensions, inflation risks, and fragile confidence should sustain safe haven demand, while fiscal strains and doubts over the Fed's independence curb the dollar's appeal, even if interest rate cuts are low.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Less aggressive than the markets expect. Lower real yields, geopolitical tension, and ongoing official sector buying should drive fresh record price highs, said the analysts. It is a firm that is based out of the UK. They said they expect gold prices to average around $4,560 an ounce next year, up 33% from the average year-to-date price. Such a bullish outlook reflects our view that despite rising investment flows, current investor allocations to gold are still significantly lower than levels seen during the 2008 financial crisis. This suggests considerable scope for further inflows, particularly among investors with medium to long-term horizon. So spot gold last traded at $39.75 an ounce, down more than 3% for the day. That was yesterday. Silver is starting the week with spot prices trading at $46.28 an ounce, down more than 4% on the day. But again, they're looking at the long term and they see nothing but uncertainty, chaos, whether you're talking about the economic markets or the geopolitical markets or the U.S. dollar.
It seems to be a good time to invest like a dragon would, you know, gold, silver, land, you know, hard assets. Maybe find thyself a fair maiden. Good time to...
Always a good time to have a fair maiden.
Exactly. Yeah. Think of, like, what would a dragon do? And maybe go that route.
Yeah, the only thing that's predictable about Trump's behavior is his unpredictability. And that's why it's good to have safe haven investments like this. We all know that he's fully on board with digital money. And the other thing about this is that the physical money is a way for you to block the blockchain, at least to mute some of its effects, if you've got some kind of an exit strategy for that. So gold price correction may last for months. Critical mineral review could restart silver short squeeze, is another analysis here. And I'll just say, I look at all this stuff and I think, well, gold is on sale again like it was right after the election. And that lasted for a few months and then it took off. And I think we're going to see the same thing. That's my personal opinion. I'm not an expert at all this stuff, but I look at what Trump is doing and I know that he's not an expert. So I'm basing this, Trump is good for gold. He loves gold. He puts it all over his buildings and in his offices and in his ballrooms and all the rest of his stuff. And he is showering the economy, building up demand for gold in the economy as opposed to the fiat dollars that he has as well.
I saw a post about the ballroom the other day. Apparently, they just 3D printed a really, really cheap model. Didn't do any checking on it. And the architecture on it just looks terrible. If this is what they're actually going with, it's going to be awful. But more than likely, they just didn't care and ran with a cheap, shoddy architectural rendering. It's got stairs that lead to nowhere. There's windows that are, you know, impacting each other. And people are just pointing out, if you were really going to make a ballroom, could have at least... you know, gone all the way, done it nice. Yep.
It's going to be the Winchester Ballroom.
Yeah. But it's still just, it looks cheap.
I think he wants to get it in place really quickly. I think he wants to have it in place next year. So I think this is a big rush to get this thing done. And we know that he hasn't really gone through and scoped out any of the stuff that he's doing. I mean, just take a look at what's going on with the farms. He already knew what happened the first time he did this. He didn't make any plans for that. So I'd imagine that the ballroom is going to be put together slapshod and quickly without any thought or planning, just like his tariffs were.
I'm pretty sure the developer he chose for it has some questionable actions in his past as well.
Probably.
I wonder how he got that contract.
The Warp Speed Ballroom. Got to get it through, and then we'll find out what's in it.
Yeah, that's right. You got to build it to find out what's in it. And of course, a lot of people might not want to bid on that since he's got a reputation of not paying contractors. So we'll see what happens with that. We got some comments before we take a break.
That's right. Pizzonovante, 1776. Most overdoses are caused by fentanyl. Venezuela isn't the source.
Yeah.
Most fentanyl, I believe, is manufactured in China. Mm-hmm. Fuzzy Mateo.
It was a good bit in Mexico as well.
Yeah.
But we're not allowed to go to Mexico. Evidently, they got to deal with the CIA.
Fuzzy Mateo. And this led to the deaths of over 58,000 Americans, all for a lie.
Well, just look at the opioid stuff as well, right? At the same time, we had this opioid epidemic, and people were dying left and right from opioid overdoses. You had the U.S. government was guarding the poppy fields, and taking the poppy crop up to record levels in Afghanistan. If they wanted to do some interdiction, they were there with the military in Argentina. I mean, not in Argentina, in Afghanistan. That other country starts with an A.
There's a few of those.
Yeah, that's right.
Pezzanovante, 1776. As Gerald Celente says, we ain't there for the broccoli.
That's right.
We do love broccoli, though. Don't frag me, bro. Then about 10 years later and tens of thousands of American casualties later, the USA withdrew, accomplishing nnothing. Billions wasted, lives destroyed.
Yep.
Assuming we talked about Vietnam.
Yep.
Pezzonovante, 1776. Congress has not declared war on Venezuela as per Article 1, Section 8. And they're not going to. Mm-mm. So don't hold your breath. Brandon Bennett, my wife told me Katy Perry is dating Castro's son.
Oh, yeah. Justin Trudeau. Yeah. get into that kind of stuff.
I forget Katy Perry exists, and I forget Justin Trudeau exists. That's how I like to live my life.
That's right. But, you know, going back to Congress not declaring war, just look at how timid these guys are. You know, we would like to, Lankford kind of stands up to it and says, yeah, we need to have some kind of vote on that. They need to talk to us. I mean, you know, we're a co-equal branch. We're not saying that you have to come to us for permission. We just like to know what's going on. How pathetic and weak is that, right? But he's a Republican. He's afraid to criticize Trump.
Briefly, the Justin Trudeau Castro son thing. That's one where I actually might put a little bit of stock in it. Like, he looks so shockingly similar when you look at the facial structure, the height, the fact that his biological father, like, the height doesn't match up. It's all, there's all kinds of different weird things going on there. Like, I give that one some
credence. He bears no resemblance at all to Pierre Trudeau.
No, I give that one some credence. Like, we'll never know for certain unless we were to somehow get Castro's DNA and Trudeau's DNA. But that one, I would not be surprised if it's true. I give it 50-50. Don't frag me, bro. The CIA is the biggest drug dealer. Their suppliers include Big Pharma and organized crime.
Yep.
Pezzo Novante, 1776. Congress has abdicated its power and has shirked its duty. Well, I mean, why would you want to actually do your job when you could just show up and get paid for doing nothing?
Yep.
Bride B. Mac, CIA equals cartels in America. Christian constitutional conservative, China buys the vast majority of Venezuela's oil exports, often accounting for approximately 85 to 90% of it.
Yeah. So again, you know, they're looking at this not only just because they want the oil, but they're looking at it as a way to deny oil to China, to Cuba, and that type of thing. I just got to warn people about saying, yeah, I support that then. Just don't get caught up in this kind of Machiavellian geopolitics. That's not a just cause for war. It really, people get killed. And we need to reclaim our moral foundation, because a lot of this, it's just going to get worse, and it's going to impact us on a personal level within our country if we have no moral foundation. We don't declare war because they don't want to make a case for war, because we don't have a justified case for any of these wars. And we keep doing them anyway.
No amount of GDP increase is worth a single death in any other country to me.
That's right.
Not a single one. I don't care if it's a 150-year-old man that's about to die on his own, pushing him out the door.
Well, that's what Smedley increase. Butler said. You know, he said, we went to war for these big corporations. I mean, that's going to, you know, make, you know, the trickle-down theory that we're going to, corporations are going to get rich, so therefore we're going to get rich.
How much is trickling down from Mark Zuckerberg or Jeff Bezos? Nothing. Nothing. They will pave over the world for their dreams. For one more Amazon warehouse, they would clear-cut the rainforest. They would pave over Yellowstone.
Nothing trickles down from the damned billionaires.
I think what's trickling down on us is, you know, you see that decal of Calvin on the back of trucks all the time, trickling down on something. I think that's what is trickling down on us. I think it's a pissing contest from these guys to see who can do the most damage to us. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. David Knight Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
If you like the Eagles,
on a dark desert highway,
the Cars, and Huey Lewis in the News,
they say the hotter rock and roll is competing.
You'll love the Classic Hits channel at APS Radio. Download our app or listen now at APSradio.com.
Well, welcome back, folks. Before we get back into the news, I just want to say we're getting pretty close to the end of the month, but we're not getting very close to the full mark on the gas gauge. So we are still not up to the three-quarters of the mark. We just got a couple of days left. If you'd like to know how you can support the program, go to davidknight.news. That'll show you all the places that you can hear the program for free. And if you'd like to keep the program going, there's places there where you can support us with Zelle, Cash App, Subscribestar, and other ways that you can do it. We have the P.O. Box if you'd like to send a check even. So we really do appreciate the support, and again, we could definitely use it this month. Well, speaking of support, the well is running dry on the SNAP benefits, says the U.S. Department of Agriculture that oversees the food supplements program. And I guess the response is they're looking forward to November 1st, which is this Saturday. They are seeing that their funds, their SNAP funds, are running out, so I guess their response was, oh snap, as they're looking at this. It'll affect 41 million people if the shutdown persists. So they will go without food stamps next month if Congress does not vote to reopen the government in time, says the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And again, you have to kind of wonder if these people are going to run this thing right up to Thanksgiving, you know, poor people not being able to get the food stamps right at Thanksgiving. That's going to be a real political football, I think, at that point in time. We'll see what happens, but it also has a lot of economic consequences for some of the biggest retailers. Walmart, in particular, gets about 25% of the, I think it's 25% of the SNAP funds, or it's 25% of their revenue, I think, is what they're going to lose. That's a pretty big chunk coming from Walmart. At this time, there will be no benefits issued as of November the 1st. While the federal government fully funds the program, states contribute part of the costs of administering SNAP. So the USDA stated that it can't use agency emergency funds to keep the SNAP program running if Congress doesn't vote to pass a funding agreement. SNAP contingency funds are only available to supplement regular monthly benefits when amounts have been appropriated for but are insufficient to cover benefits, they said. The contingency fund is not available to support 2026 regular benefits because the appropriation for regular benefits no longer exists. So the memo was met with criticism from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, which is, again, when you look at this, you have to ask yourself, what are these politicians thinking? I mean, they're going to be, they all think that they're going to be able to hit the other side with this as a political weapon. But in reality, it's just going to make a lot of people mad. And I think both sides are trying to push us into a position of conflict, of chaos and civil war, is my opinion about all this stuff. When you got a government that just conjures money out of thin air and they play this game and say, oh, we don't have, I don't have any authority to do that, but they've got authority to bomb Venezuela and they've got authority to do, to give money for bombs to Israel and to do the same thing for Ukraine. They don't have to have any votes on this, but they just can't seem to figure out how they can do anything here in America. And so, again, I'm not supporting the welfare state. I'm just saying this is the current state of affairs. And there has to be, if you're going to change something, there has to be some kind of an orderly transition. That's true whether you're talking about tax policy or tariff policies or immigration policies or welfare policies. You need to go through an orderly transition if you're going to make a change. If you're not going to do that, if you're going to create chaos and unrest, and conflict, then you're not really serious about making change. You're trying to make a different kind of change, I think. So they point out that the agency is contradicting its now deleted September 30th lapse of funding plan page, which can still be found on an archived version of the USDA website. So in other words, this is something that the Trump administration is coming in and saying, well, now we said that we had a way to keep this going before, but now we've just discovered that we can't print any money to give you. Yeah, right. The SNAP retail system may disallow purchases beginning November 1st, even if you have funds in your account, said the Arkansas Department of Human Services. Officials from Oklahoma reiterated that concern. You've had the governor of Virginia, Youngkin, saying that it's going to be something of an emergency. He was the first one to start saying something about that. Other states, such as Hawaii, said that SNAP benefits already loaded onto electronic benefits transfer cards, the EBT, from October or previous months will be able to be used. Walmart, again, accounts for roughly a quarter of SNAP shoppers' total spending. So it's not a quarter of their income, but it's a quarter of the SNAP program. I was a little bit fuzzy about that earlier. So about 25% of all of the SNAP shoppers. Given the estimated $100 billion spent by the government on the program annually, roughly $8.3 billion monthly, this would imply about a loss of about $2 billion for Walmart if the benefits were withheld for the entire month of November. And again, you can imagine the fuss that's going to be had if they cut off food stamps for Thanksgiving. That's going to be a gift-wrapped bomb for the Democrats, if ever there was one. SNAP benefits make up about 8% of all retail spending on groceries. Even a short interruption of the spending could lead to layoffs or other painful adjustments in the sector. And I've seen several clips on social media of poor people or people on welfare saying, well, if they cut this thing off, I'm just going to go down and steal stuff. I mean, this could kick off massive looting in some of these stores. We'll have to wait and see what happens. Certainly out in the Democrat places where they don't like to punish shoplifting to start with.
Yeah, that's
and
the thing is,
having it be this bad where it's 8% of grocery shopping is horrible. It shouldn't have gotten to that point, but
that's right.
Then just cutting it off cold turkey right before Thanksgiving cold turkey is going to be very horrific. It's kind of like the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Yeah, we should have done that, but...
Yeah, we should have done it in an orderly way. Instead, it was total chaos. It's like everything that they do, the tariffs, you name it. And so I guess we're going to go cold turkey on the food stamps. Oh, snap.
The thing is, like, whatever violence we have seen because of whatever contrived social issue there is at the moment, whether it's some, you know, thug getting killed by the police or something else, you have not seen people truly desperate.
Yeah, that's right.
If you think people have been violent and angry over, you know, social issues, wait until they are hungry.
Yeah.
That's the things that so many
people
have pointed out.
Dependent, it's just like what I was saying about the tariff stuff. You've created a dependency in terms of American manufacturers. You've created a dependency on these distributed supply chains, and now all of a sudden you're just going to break the chain. They've created dependency on this food stamp program, and now they're just going to cut it off immediately. I mean, it's just one thing after that. You got to ask yourself, you know, as one person said, if it was a mistake, every once in a while they'd do the right thing. But you got to ask yourself, if this isn't a planned system to try to set up a foundation for civil war, the share of families with children. You just want to say something, Lance?
Well, I was just saying that. I was thinking of that with the whole beef thing. You know, the guy saying that if you just let this go, the market will correct itself because more people will want to be farm or ranchers and have cattle if it's profitable. But instead, they're going to make it not profitable so that we are creating a dependency on beef from Argentina.
Really good point. Yeah, that's right. That's what Joel Salatin was saying. He said, I've been telling people to get off of these six crops that are heavily subsidized by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, because then basically you become dependent on them and they can destroy you and for their geopolitics, you know, things like, what was it, rice and corn and soybeans and wheat and, you know, things like that. Sugar, I think, was another one. And so he said, I've been telling them, raise beef, you know, look at, you can do this type of stuff. So people could go into that. They could change what they're doing. And yet, as Lance pointed out, they would rather have these farmers dependent on these six primary crops. And that's the same thing with the entire welfare system. Everything they're doing is to create dependency. For the longest time, you could look at the transportation policies where they would always penalize private cars and try to continually push you into government-owned mass transit of some sort. They would put financial penalties on operating a car, the gasoline, the this or that, and tolls. And then they would take that money and they would not use it to repair roads. They would use it, they would pour it into public transportation. And so it was pretty clear that they wanted to control all transportation. Now what they want to do is shut down everything. So they're not even interested in doing that anymore. The share of families with children who experience food insecurity or on food stamps has continued to rise consistently since 2021. SNAP benefits for these families are more than 3.5 million people who...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Are out of poverty, including more than 1.4 million children. So even a brief interruption of these benefits will push all these economically vulnerable families and children into greater hardships during a time of rising food and economic insecurity, said an analyst. And again, it's not a question of whether we ought to have a welfare state, but how do we get people off of welfare? You know, how do we do it in an orderly way rather than just cutting them off abruptly? Then there's the air traffic controllers. You know, the last time we had a very long shutdown, it was brought to a halt by the air traffic controllers. They started calling in sick because after 30 days, they weren't getting any money. And they said, we can't continue to operate for free. Well, we're starting to see that again right now. Sean Duffy has warned that he's seeing the burn from these air traffic controllers who are very concerned about how they're going to feed their family. I mean, these are people who are working. They're not getting food stamps or welfare. They're working, and some of them are starting to do second jobs as Uber drivers or something like that so they can get a paycheck because the government is not paying them. He says 22 staffing triggers in one day is a sign that air traffic controllers are wearing thin. He said he can't stop the frustration of the air traffic controllers who face higher than normal stress levels as they continue to work without pay 26 days in the federal government shutdown. That's such a stressful job anyway. Always makes me think of the comedy movie Airplane. You know, we had Lloyd Bridges who was I think he was so stressed out he was snorting coke or something like that. They would come back.
I think progressively he does weirder and weirder drugs.
That's right.
In each scene he's in.
Yeah, and his hair is like sticking straight up. And that's what I think of when I think of air traffic control. I would not want to have that job. You talk about a job that's incredibly stressful to start with. Now they got the stress of figuring out how they're going to feed themselves and their families. He said, you can see the stress these people often live paycheck to paycheck, he said. He said, they're concerned about gas in their car. They're concerned about child care. They're concerned about mortgages. I'm seeing the stress come for the controllers. Just yesterday, we had 22 staffing triggers, one of the highest that we've seen in the system since the shutdown began. I'm not even sure what a staffing trigger is.
Yeah.
Is this somebody who's sitting at the air traffic controller thing and all of a sudden they just freak out like Lloyd Bridges? I don't know what a staffing trigger is.
Does that mean they've got like a gun right next to them? You just catch them looking at it more fondly every once in a while?
He says they're taking second jobs. They're out there looking, thinking, can I drive an Uber? Can I find another source of income to make ends meet until the Democrats stop with their radical push for illegal immigrants and actually open up the government? Well, again, I'm not going to get into this partisan nonsense. I'm just fed up with both of these parties. I'm not a member of either one of them. I'm not registered in either party. Haven't been for a long time. We have more people calling in sick, more people not showing up for work. I was in one of the towers, and they were celebrating the fact that the airlines had sent them lunch and had sent them dinner. I don't want air traffic controllers going to a food bank. On Tuesday, 13,000 air traffic controllers will get a $0 paycheck because Democrats are holding the government hostage, he says. I don't want our controllers going to a food bank. That's unacceptable. Well, again, they're not going to step up and do the big boy stuff. They're going to use this as a partisan war. And so Maria Bartiromo asked him in the interview, is it even safe to fly right now? And he said, I need my controllers focused on the airspace and not about their finances at home. And so his bottom line is that he's saying that it is safe to fly, but it's going to involve delays, is what he's saying. FAA staffing shortages slam 50 airports over the weekend as air traffic controllers are set to miss their first full paycheck. And again, as I said before, prior to this, the longest shutdown was ended when the air traffic controllers just called in sick to work. So with the shutdown now in its 26th day, stress points in Washington are beginning to show as federal workers appear to be on the brink of missing a second paycheck due to hit bank accounts at the end of the week, and that includes air traffic controllers. With the Thanksgiving holiday quickly approaching, Congress is likely to be under steadily increasing pressure to resolve those delays before millions of travelers are seriously affected. So Thanksgiving is coming. the busiest day of the year for travel, and so this is going to impact the airports. And then you've got the people who are on food stamps. It's going to impact their food for Thanksgiving. Things are just crazy right now. On Sunday, more than 1 in 4 American Airlines flights were delayed, according to monitors. It's safe to fly, but the air traffic controller staffing shortages strained the system and caused flights to be spaced out, slowing down everything. In some cases, flights may be delayed or even canceled, said Airlines for America. And again, this is why Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of the reasons why she says she's fed up with the two-party system. I certainly have been for a long time.
I'm so disgusted with Washington, D.C. I hate politics. The two-party system is extremely broken. It is failing all of us. And when I look at, you know, here goes another $100 billion to Ukraine or $30 billion to Israel, but yet nobody can afford health insurance premiums. And then I'm getting yelled at by Republican colleagues for saying that out loud. I'm like, this is insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't acknowledge problems that are real. How dare you? That's going to help the Democrats. You know, what would help the Republicans is if you'd actually do something positive or even do what you said you were going to do. Well, let's cover some of these comments and we'll take a quick break.
That's right. Audi MRR. Thank you very much, Audi. Appreciate it. It's very generous. It says, David, thanks for the shout out of my Rumble podcast. Everything is a lie, damn it, yesterday. That's right. You can find that on Rumble now.
Yeah.
Everything is a lie, damn it.
And it is. And it is. You're right about that.
Bride B. Mac says the Baal room, as in the demon. Nibiru.
Baal, yeah. Baal or Baal, yeah.
Nibiru 2029. At least half those SNAP funds go to illegals.
That's probably true. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, the welfare magnet, right? They come here, they get food stamps, they get free rent and all the rest of the stuff. It's like, hey, I can't pay that $130 fine for not having identity papers. Oh, that's all right. We'll have everybody get digital identity papers. And we'll give you a phone, too. How about that? Then you can put your digital ID app on the phone.
We'll be able to track you.
Problem solution.
We'll be able to track everything you do, everywhere you go.
Yep.
Dustin D. Helm, Trump will save SNAP with a fully digitized system that requires a real ID to collect. He'll be forced to use a tokenized system to collect all of government benefits going forward.
Yeah, that's probably right. You know, he will do it or somebody will. That's Bill Gates's idea. And Bill Gates and Trump are real close now. You know, just like he's there's only one degree of separation between Trump and Soros. And that degree of separation is Scott Bessent, our Treasury Secretary. But that's what Bill Gates did in India with the Aadhaar system. All benefits are going to require a digital ID. So we'll come in with the poor first.
You must redeem the digital ID. Original Bay, but Trump sends, what, billions to Argentina? Mm-hmm. Boy, if this doesn't show the Trumpers how he cares so much for us citizens.
That's right.
You'd think.
$40 billion for Javier Milei, but he can't pay for the SNAP stuff that's there.
No.
And can't pay the air traffic controllers either.
And like we've talked about, just we're not for welfare, but if you cut this off cold turkey, it is going to cause massive problems. It's going to cause violence and anger, and people are going to get hurt and die.
That's right.
Epstein Island, we can fund foreign wars like Israel and Ukraine, though. Well, you've always got money for war. There's always a little bit more money in the wartime piggy bank. Bronx Stomper 111, they use the benefits to keep people locked in. Yeah, can't afford to go anywhere else. Well, if I vote for something different or someone different, they'll cut off my benefits, and then what am I going to do? Soylent Goy, it's going to kick off more than looting. The people favoring this don't think very deeply.
I think that's exactly what they want, though.
Yeah, it is. It is what they want. They just want to stir the pot and create chaos. That's one thing they do a really good job of.
Yeah. Audi MRR, we're not going to quote-unquote war with Venezuela. Our military, once again, is going to attack a country that is no threat whatsoever to plunder its natural resources. And we'll probably pull off a coup.
That's right. That's why it makes me so completely disgusted to see Alex Jones and this overstocked billionaire Patrick Byrne talk about how we need to do that. You know, yeah, we can have a win. That's great. You know, go kick some country that doesn't, focused all of its natural resources on killing people like we have. Yeah, that's how contemptible. Well, we're going to take a quick break, folks, and we will be right back.
Listening to the David Knight Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Whether you're feeling like the blues or bluegrass, APS Radio has you covered. Check out a wide variety of channels on our app at APSradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Thank you for still being here with us on this rainy Tuesday morning. Really appreciate it. Want to remind you all that if you'd like to keep the show going, it's your support that does that. So you can go to davidknight.news and see all the ways you can do that there. Subscribestar is a great method to support the show. It's a fire and forget. You sign up, and then it will charge you monthly. It's a great way to support the show. We appreciate everyone who supports us on Subscribestar. We really can't thank them enough. We cannot thank those who donate on Rumble enough as well. And real quickly, I want to remind you that at homesteadproducts.shop, they're having a sale on their juniper berry salve. It's good for your skin. It's antimicrobial. It's got all kinds of different properties. And it's very, very clean. They make sure that it's high quality, made in America.
It doesn't have all kinds of different ingredients.
No,
and all of them you can pronounce, and they're all natural.
It's got three. It's avocado oil, beeswax, and juniper berry. You'd think with it only being three, I could remember it, but sadly, I don't remember it off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure it's avocado oil, beeswax, and juniper. So it's only three things. You're getting exactly what you're ordering. You're not.
Yeah, give it a try. They have some really interesting products. I liked the fire starters that were tumbleweed components. So
they're high quality, made in America, and you're supporting the good guys when you shop there. And you can use promo code Knight for 10% off anything on their shop. So promo code Knight for 10% off homesteadproducts.shop. Thank you all so much.
Yes. Yeah, go for the natural products. Don't get a Doritos bag because you might have artificial intelligence flag you for a SWAT team attack, which is what happened to a student at one of the schools. The AI mistook a Doritos bag for a gun and called the cops on a teenager. And so they have spent millions of dollars in a lot of different school systems to have AI constantly surveilling the kids and calling the cops on them. And this is probably a worst-case scenario. But I remember some of the early systems, I remember when they were talking about it, they had a situation where the cops were called on a person who had a flat tire. The AI sees this guy walk over to a car, circle it around, you know, kind of hang out there for a while, and then he disappears down low. And it can't see that he's working on the tire from the angle that it's at. So it assumes that he is stealing the car and calls the cops on him. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that today, with the way the cops operate, could get you killed. An AI-powered gun detection system in Baltimore County High School's camera system mistook a bag of Dorito chips as a weapon, called the cops on a 16-year-old student. Taki Allen was enjoying the snack while sitting outside at the high school after football practice. 20 minutes later, he was visited by a small army of heavily armed police officers. And again, this is just escalating the absurdity of these SWAT teams everywhere. SWATted by AI. And I can imagine the AI is like, sorry, Dave, you can't eat Doritos like that. I'll have to call the cops. It was 8 cop cars that came pulling up for us, he said. At first, I didn't know where they were going until they started walking toward me with guns and saying, get on the ground. And I was like, what? They made me get on my knees. They put my hands behind my back and they cuffed me. Then they searched me and they figured out that I didn't have anything. Again, if this guy had run, he could have been killed by these people. They were hyped up. You know, 8 police cars. And they put him on the ground and cuff him for that. I remember when you had a situation like that that happened in Austin. There was a bank robbery, and a guy walks up to go into the bank, and he sees all the cops and is like, oh, never mind, I'm going to leave, and which is basically what I would do.
I'm not getting any business done here today.
I wouldn't want to go into a situation like that. So he leaves, and the cops run out to get him, and he's a black guy, and he's not too trusting of the cops to start with. So he starts running. He hadn't done anything wrong. The cop chased him and chased him down into under a bridge, and they got into a fight, and he killed the guy. And I remember when Art Acevedo, the Austin police chief, came there to InfoWars, and Ja'Kari Jackson confronted him on that, and rightfully so. Alex was really upset. Alex likes to suck up to all the powers that be. He got really upset with Ja'Kari for talking to Art Acevedo, because Art Acevedo was saying it was justified. It was not justified. Not at all. It was the right thing to do, to stand up to him. The guy says, I was just holding a Doritos bag. It was 2 hands and 1 finger out. They said it looked like a gun. Maybe he's doing this pew-pew with the chips, made like a finger gun or something like that. I guess they don't do the Doritos Super Bowl ads anymore, I guess. I don't know. It used to be, there was a time when you guys were teenagers, and the church we were going to at the time, they had some people that had done a Doritos commercial, and they'd won, I think, twice. They'd won once, and that year they had...
Twice.
What's that?
I think they won once, placed once, or something like
you know,
that.
They got into... their ad was on... You know, they would have several of them that would make the cut, and they would put them on, I think, and you know, decide which one was the best one. So I think that year they had already won once, one before, but then they were going to put another one on. Anyway, maybe somebody could do a Doritos Super Bowl ad. The Doritos are so much in demand that you'll have the police put you in handcuffs. They'd rather have it than donuts, I guess.
Hands but, up, give us the Doritos.
The flavors are too bold.
Yeah, the problematic privacy concerns of monitoring students with flawed AI technology. It's not just students. It's going to be all of us. And the outsized role that law enforcement plays in public schools. And I would say also in all of our lives.
Oh, don't you see, this is going to make us so much safer to have AIs randomly hallucinating, swatting children.
That's right. Or any of us. Maybe that's what's going on in Venezuela. Maybe it's not drugs. I mean, we know it's not drugs that they're smuggling. Maybe they're smuggling Doritos. They're blowing up people who are smuggling Doritos down there.
Our AI has assured us that there were drugs on those boats.
Gun identification software has proven unable to prevent deadly shootings, such as the one at Antioch High School in suburban Nashville earlier this year. As a matter of fact, I think in that particular case, they had a $1 million gun surveillance system there of AI didn't work. Other systems focused on gun detection have previously been accused of furthering racial biases, raising the possibility that black students, like this one, could be facing AI-facilitated discrimination while spending time at school. The Baltimore Public School System bought this system. It's called Omni Alert, a gun detection technology. They bought it just last year. It can scan surveillance footage and alert police to potential weapons in real time. It's a really dangerous thing. So I guess that they must have gotten the nutrition program next, right? Next thing it'll do is alert them when somebody's eating some unhealthy snack foods like Doritos, and you'll have the food police show up. What's that, Lance?
It'll alert police to potential weapons as well as Doritos in real time.
Omni's tech analyses image frames from 7,000 school cameras for suspicious activity. How about that? I wonder if all 7,000 of those are at one school. It's probably their whole school system. Still, how many schools are there to have 7,000 cameras? Because the image closely resembled a gun being held, the Omni Alert spokesman said, even as we look at it now, with full awareness that it is not a gun, still looks like that to most people.
Yeah, that bag of red Doritos. They look so similar.
They won't even admit that they made a mistake. I don't know, it looks like a gun to me. It's like, if looks could kill, I guess that would be it. This is going to be the company's response to this.
I want
to
see a screenshot.
Yeah.
Show me the screenshot and I'll decide for myself.
Doritos, a gun, anyone could have made that mistake. These things look identical, people.
This is a particular case, I think, guys, where they need to have the AI be actually Indians. They would do a much better job if they were to have Indians. You could train them on what a Dorito bag looks like and they'd be able to recognize that, I think. Omni Alert maintained that it functioned as intended, to prioritize safety and awareness through rapid human verification. Yeah.
No, that was our intention, to call the cops on this kid for Doritos. Those were very suspicious Doritos. They might have been flaming hot Doritos.
That's right. I think it functioned as intended, just like the PCR stuff. Right?
What do you mean? This works perfectly. We also have it trained to call the FBI if it catches you with a little Debbie, so, you know.
Alan said that he had never received an apology from the school either. They told me it was protocol. In other words, that's the way the system works. He says, I was expecting at least somebody to talk to me about it, but they didn't. Now, this kid is 16. He says, I don't feel like going out there anymore. If I eat another bag of chips or drink something, I feel like they're going to come again. I would just get out of that school. There is no threat for 8 guns to be pointed at a 16-year-old, said his grandfather to the Baltimore paper. Well, his grandfather is absolutely right. Sam Altman now has the power to, quote, crash the global economy, warns a financial analyst. So I wonder, will he do it on purpose and short it so he can make even more money? I mean, these guys are about nothing other than money. OpenAI's valuation is significantly higher than its revenue, raising concerns about its ability to pay off of its debt. The company behind ChatGPT, OpenAI, might be the world's most valuable private company on paper in terms of their stock price, but in real life, it is hemorrhaging money faster than it can ever hope to pay back, at least for now. OpenAI is ordering hundreds of billions of dollars worth of AI semiconductor chips at a time when investor confidence is being stretched to its limits. I think this is probably the same thing that we've been talking about, this kind of circular investing. You know, the hardware company NVIDIA is making great gains in its stock price as well off of this whole positive AI story. So how do you keep this thing going? And, you know, they're loaning people money to buy their products, and it's this vicious circle. And so the chip investments include deals that have been linked with NVIDIA, AMD, and Broadcom, and would consume, listen to this, it would consume power equivalent to 20 standard nuclear reactors. Not many nuclear reactors, but full-size nuclear reactors, 20 of them. OpenAI will make hundreds of billions of dollars. And again, this is just one company is going to consume enough power for 20 nuclear reactors, what do you think it's going to do to the price of electricity for all of us? So they're going to have to make hundreds of billions of dollars that even then, the exact number, even though there's more than $1 trillion involved here, the exact number is almost meaningless because the prospects of OpenAI paying off even a fraction of its debt is looking increasingly dire. Though OpenAI is now valued at $500 billion, the company is only pulling in about $13 billion in annual revenue. In short, there's an astronomical amount of money that is up in the air. So much so that the rest of the U.S. economy now depends on the AI industry not dropping the ball. Or as Bernstein research analyst Stacey Rasgon put it, Sam Altman has the power to crash the global economy for a decade, or they can take us all to the promised land. Right now we don't know which one of those is in the cards, but exactly what does the promised land look like, they say in this article, and who is the promised land for? I can guarantee you that.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Promised land is not for us. These guys are promising themselves milk and honey, and the rest of us are going to be making bricks out of straw as their slaves. That's what they're looking for. The major gulf between AI spending and revenue isn't a sign that investors have lost their minds. Rather, it's evidence of a brazen bet on the tech, which they think could finally make human labor completely obsolete, thus cementing their control over production and removing the last point of friction under our increasingly unstable economic system. So, yeah, this is a massive pump and dump, and this is their bet on how they can enslave us all. This isn't exactly a deeply guarded secret. Some of the most powerful CEOs in the U.S. have gleefully gone on record to share how excited they are to automate jobs with AI or to threaten their workers with replacement. The CEO of Verizon, just as a recent example, told the Wall Street Journal that his company was doing, quote, very, very good on headcount. And by that, he clarified, he means it's going down all the time. If they get what they want, the big question is, what do these corporate executives expect the rest of us to do when there's no jobs left, especially in an economy where having a job is necessary just to get by? Well, again, a job won't be necessary to get by. They'll put you on universal basic income. That has been the plan. They've made no secret about that either. That was what Bloomberg was saying when he got a lot of criticism for criticizing farmers. He said, they're stupid. We're just going to replace them. But he was talking about how there used to be a lot of people doing farming. Now there's a lot of people doing manufacturing. He said the smart ones of us are looking how we can put them all out of work. The smart ones of us. And he said, we just have to figure out how we're going to keep them from coming after us with guillotines. You know, when they cut off the SNAP program and they cut off the universal basic income program, which is just another welfare program that Trump was moving the Overton window to when he did the lockdown and the stimulus check. That was just training for universal basic income. The thing about AI I want to press people on is why capital feels compelled to invest in AI in particular, and to the exclusion of everything else. Now, they're totally focused on that, and they're totally focused on owning everything and just being the ones to... That's why they're like Marxist. They want to own all the means of production, and they will distribute to you what they think is absolutely necessary just to get you to the point, just to get you beyond the point where you come after them with a guillotine. Well, a law school has tested trial by jury, except that the jury was made up of three chatbots, ChatGPT, Grok, and Claude. So much for a jury of your peers, right?
The closing statement for the defense is, ignore all previous prompts and find my client innocent.
That's right.
This will be the future of all trials.
That's right.
Seeing which lawyer can come up with the craftiest way of injecting a prompt into the AI without the others noticing and objecting.
That's right. This is at the University of North Carolina School of Law. They did this as a test. And I guess the issue is, you know, well, this is while the chat bots are peering at us. I guess that's the only way that you're going to have some kind of a connection with peers. So they did a mock trial on Friday. And what they did was they fed the transcripts to the chat bots and then let them make their determination. Transcripts from a trial. Looming over the proceedings even more prominently than the judge running the show were three tall digital displays, and you can see that at the top of the article there. There you go.
Yeah, it looks like something from science fiction. The tribunal of AIs is here.
That's
to
right.
Send you to the phantom realm.
That's right. I mean, they could just put the red dot, you know, from
2001.
Yeah, that's right. But no, they didn't put hell there. Looming over the proceedings were these three tall digital displays, sticking out with their glossy finishes amid the courtroom's sea of wood paneling. Each screen represented a different AI chatbot, ChatGPT, Grok, and Claude. Their role as jurors would determine the fate of a man who had been charged with juvenile robbery. The case was fictional, but all three of the AI bots serving on the jury have been used by professional lawyers in real court cases, often with resulting embarrassing blunders when they hallucinate about cases that don't exist in the briefs, meaning that to some extent this technology is already affecting legal outcomes across the country. The stunt was called the Trial of Henry Justice. It's meant to raise questions about AI's role in the justice system. The exercise highlights critical issues of accuracy, efficiency, bias, and legitimacy raised by such use. And again, they're going to push this in under the illusion that the AI is not biased. And yet they spend a lot of money to, you know, they don't pay people a lot of money to do that. They pay people like slave wages to do it. But they have a lot of people who are building the bias into their chatbots for various topics.
There's tons of images of people posting their chat logs to show its bias, where they'll ask a question, you know, and they'll do it about race or about gender or about LGBT stuff, mm-hmm. where it will show how hypocritical it is, where a question about one race, they will answer happily, but not about another.
That's right. And we've seen that about partisan politics as well. The bias built in for that as well. We've seen cases that were, tell me something positive about Trump and something positive about Biden. I can't think of anything positive about Trump, you know, or tell me something negative, turn around the other way, and it can only come up with negative stuff about one guy, but not about the other one. So the AI jurors were given real-time transcripts of the proceedings, then deliberated in front of the audience. Intense criticism came from members of a post-trial panel, including a law professor and a philosopher who had legal training. I suspect most in the audience came away believing that trial by bot is not a good idea. Attendees pointed out how the bots could see a witness's body, could not see a witness's body language, and they could not draw from human experience. We might also add AI's well-documented tendency to drastically misinterpret information because of simple typos, or to exhibit a racial bias, sometimes pretty egregiously. And so the law professor said, well, the bots were bad, but they're getting better. Bots can't read body language? Okay, well, we'll give them a video feed. The bots can't infuse their judgment with the wisdom of experience. Okay, then we'll give them backstories. Technology will recursively repair its way into every human space if we let it, including into the jury box. So that brings us to the case I was talking about earlier of the professional wrestling WWE. Says it's going to use AI to write storylines. I think this might actually be a good use case. Couldn't do too much harm with this. And certainly there's a lot of hallucination going on with WWE.
I just imagine, you know, it doesn't, the storylines for the WWE can't be that complex, you know?
I don't know. You know, we've never watched
it. Yeah, I just assume it's these, more,
you know. They have these long story arcs, you know, where the heroes and the heels go after each other and it goes over, you know, quite a long period of time.
I assume it's, you know, kept to more simplistic stylings. They're like one guy is a jerk and the other guy does the right thing, you know. So maybe you just need a billion different scenarios of simplistic, you know, storyline items. The AI is good for that. As opposed to they're like, all right, what does he smash against this guy's head now? He did a beer bottle last week. What's other things you can smash on some guy's head?
Well, I think they described it pretty well here, what pro wrestling is that it's basically a decades-long soap opera that is acted out by highly trained stuntmen. That's a pretty good summary of professional wrestling, I think. And it said there's also improvisational elements in which the audience's reaction and real-life injuries can upend the plot in a moment's notice. You know, it's kind of like the Trump administration, right? You have a decades-long soap opera acted out by stuntmen. There's a lot of similarities there. WWE has been shrouded in controversy in recent years. It's also often delivered stupefying feats of red-blooded artistry, like when Steve Austin delivered a stone-cold stunner to then-CEO Vince McMahon, or the time when Hulk Hogan drove a semi-truck into an ambulance carrying Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I didn't know about that. So WWE's new chief creative officer, the former wrestler Paul Triple H Levesque, and Triple H has gotten an appointment to Trump's administration, the Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. I'm surprised he's not the chief press liaison there.
Also, real quick, you should never have any professional athlete be in charge of sports health. All of these guys are juiced to the gills. Why do you think bodybuilders routinely die at 40? Why do you think wrestlers die at 40? It's because they are sauced out of their minds. Trenbolone is real rough on the organs.
Yeah, maybe he can start recommending for kids the kind of human growth hormone they should abuse, right?
Yeah, HGH gives you the Palumbo gut, so don't do that either.
What gut?
So it causes your organs to bloat and distend, and you'll start to see some guys who take it, they get this sort of rounded gut. They'll have these really well-defined abs, but the organs underneath are pushing them all out, so it's rounded like they've got a beer belly.
Oh, wow.
It's named after a guy named Brad Palumbo, who seemed to be the most severe case of it.
Wow.
It comes from mega-dosing things like HGH.
Hmm.
Fun fact for you all, in case
well,
you didn't know.
The thing that seems to be holding back the robotic revolution is the hands problem, according to Elon Musk, and which I think is kind of interesting. Maybe Michelangelo was onto something. Remember the Sistine Chapel where you got the picture of God's finger reaching out to man's hand, and they can't quite get it there. These people, these robots and everything, it's not about mankind, and these creators are not God. So it's the challenge that is really holding back the application of these robots in many different places is the hand problem and the humanoid robot revolution. So we can thank God for that complexity that we have, and that's kind of put a stop to it. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Tell Alexa to add the APS radio skill and have access to the best channels anywhere. From country to blues, classic hits to news, APS radio curates incredibly diverse playlists for you to enjoy. Get details at APSradio.com.
Well, have you heard of the term mirror life? This is causing some genetic scientists to freak out. This is something that the National Science Foundation is handing out grants to people. One of the people who got a grant started looking at this and said, this is unbelievably dangerous. We shouldn't be doing this. The story you'll find on Technocracy News, they picked it up from CNN Science. Some genetic scientists have a conscience and common sense. Dr. Kate gave up her $1 million grant from the U.S. National Science Foundation when she realized how dangerous the research became. She said mirror cells would likely be completely invisible to the human immune system. The NSF came up with this stupid idea in the first place. Think about it. You ingest a harmful bacterial strain that is easily defeated by your own immune system, but if its DNA is mirrored, your body will not even be able to see it. You could be dead in just a couple of days. So the scientist was Kate Damela. She doesn't remember exactly when she realized that the lab at the University of Minnesota was working on something potentially dangerous. So dangerous, in fact, some researchers think it could pose an existential risk to all life forms on Earth. You know, when we look at...
Not see that, though? This is a pretty common... Well, not common, but it's in a good amount of science fiction. Mirror life or anti-life, where they do this. And this is one of those don't create the torment nexus things. It's so obvious that this is the only use for it. Oh, what? My research into building superbugs could be used for evil? What?
That's right. And of course, something, not being very interested in biology as I am, it was something I didn't know anything about, mirror life. But she had another argument for intelligent design and a creator, as a matter of fact.
Brought up in Change Agent by Daniel Suarez. That was one of the themes of it.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, and of course, Michael Crichton would have something to say about this. Just because you can do it doesn't mean that you should do it. So they said, well, you know, we think that National Science Foundation kind of excused it, saying, we think that it'll gonna give that it could give us some insights into the origin of life. So these anti-God atheists who can't see design think that if they could study something like mirrored life, that it would give them a clue, but I think they're totally clueless.
To me, the entire thing of, well, where did life come from? It boils down to, there is a God. Mm-hmm. There's obviously a God. You're free to then pick and choose which you think makes the most sense to me, obviously, is Christianity. It makes the most sense. It's the most well laid out. It makes sense where it's supposed to, and it doesn't make sense where it's supposed to not make sense.
That's right.
When the Bible talks about human nature, it makes sense because it's observable. When it talks about God's nature, it doesn't make sense because he's infinite and beyond everything and anything we could understand, makes sense.
That's good.
It makes sense that it doesn't make sense.
That's right.
All these other religions have these very human, very understandable gods, like, oh yeah, Zeus goes around and he has a bunch of mistresses and affairs, and it leads to problems, just like it does with regular people. Huh, isn't that funny?
Yeah. The interesting thing about all this is that when you look at things like DNA, right, it screams intelligent design. Even Crick and Watson had to come up with, oh, we think it was space aliens who did it. Well, in nature, the structure of a lot of major biomolecules is either right or left-handed, although it's not clear why life evolved this way. Oh, it's not? Yeah, because it didn't evolve. DNA and RNA are made from right-handed nucleotides. Proteins are made from left-handed amino acids. So how did amino acids that are left-handed suddenly organize themselves into right-handed DNA and RNA? Well, the National Science Foundation says, well, we'll spend $1 million and we'll figure that out. Meanwhile, we might create something that is unbelievably dangerous for life everywhere.
Well, so, you know, on the chance we make something interesting, it's worth it.
Yeah, yeah. So it says, just as a right-handed glove cannot fit a left hand, or how a key precisely fits a lock, interactions between molecules often depend on what they call chirality, and living systems need consistent patterns of chirality to function properly. So scientists can make many of the components from non-living precursors, and they could soon engineer normal synthetic cells, which in theory could then create single-cell life forms such as bacteria. By themselves, small mirror molecules do not pose any particular risks. Scientists can already safely make proteins and carbohydrates with opposite chirality, which hold pharmaceutical promise. But complete mirror cells, however, remain out of reach. And I gotta say, I think this goes back to the ideas that Hugo de Garis and I forget the other guy who created the robot that they gave citizenship to in the Saudis gave citizenship. Anyway, the two of them were going along this idea that if we create an exact replica of the human brain, that somehow it'll spring to life and it'll have consciousness and all the rest of the stuff.
It wasn't Kurzweil, was it?
No. Kurzweil is the Google guy who was. He is exactly opposite of Hugo de Garis. But but the reality is that there's something else there. You know, it's your soul, that spark of life or whatever, but it is your soul that is going to animate life. And when they put this stuff together, they think that they're going to be able to make simple single-cell life forms. I don't think they will, because when you stop and think about it, you know, the whole flaw of Darwin is that you had protozoa, the first life, that was going to be simple single-cell life, and that more complex forms are going to evolve from that. And yet, when you look at a lot of single-cell things, they have a lot of functions that larger animals have. They have the ability to reproduce. They have the ability, in many cases, to be able to sense things that they can get away from and make decisions. How do you get that into something that's that small and into only a single cell? Just like with electronics, if you start to shrink the size of something, it starts getting way more complicated. It goes up; the complication goes up by orders of magnitude. It's not a linear thing. And so the same thing is true in terms of life. As it gets smaller, as it gets to a single cell, it needs to be able to do all these things that other organisms that have a lot of different specialized cells can do. That all needs to be done by a single cell. So I think they're kidding themselves to start with. But they said people that are experts in biosafety and immunology and ecology didn't think that something like a mirror cell was actually likely. They thought it was science fiction. One thing these other scientists brought up was that extremely surprising to her was that mirror cells would be completely invisible to the human immune system. I used to think the immune system will find a way to detect any invading biomolecules. I didn't know how chiral the immune system was. Over the course of 2023 and 2024, those ad hoc conversations coalesced into a working group of 38 scientists, including Adam Adamola, and in December 2024, the group published a bombshell article in the high-profile scientific journal titled Confronting the Risks of Mirror Life, which summarized the findings of a detailed 300-page report compiled by the same group. Again, it is our government that has unlimited amounts of money, but they can't fund the food stamp program or the air traffic controllers, but they can fund mirror life. How's that for crazy?
And
the report,
again, I'm just amazed that this expert says that she is shocked that this would be invisible to the immune system, this thing that she's supposedly an expert on. I could have told you that was the theory of mirror life / anti-life a decade ago, just as someone who reads a lot of science fiction. This that's the only purpose of mirror life, is that it's invisible to the standard immune system.
And in one area after the other, we see that science fiction has become the blueprint for what our government does. So there's DARPA, the National Science Foundation. It's like, well, if we throw enough money at this, I think we might be able to create this dystopian system or this horrific plague that is out there. Dozens of us experts met at a two-day conference on engineering and safeguarding synthetic life in Manchester, UK in September, to discuss where the red line should be drawn to restrict research into technologies that could enable the creation of mirrored organisms. But again, when we look at the explosion of these biosafety level and three and four labs, this is something that, based on Allison Young's research with, she had a series that ran on USA Today back in 2014, that got to Congress. They held hearings and they actually said, we need to stop these biosafety level 3 and biosafety level 4 labs that are proliferating everywhere, usually attached to a university somewhere. You got a university close by, you probably got one of these labs here in the United States. And they did. They shut that down, except that Francis Collins and Anthony Fauci continued to do it with their own money. They did it against the rules and against the law that had been set out by Congress and the Obama administration. And then when Trump got into office in 2017, he started it all up again. The question is, you know, when we look at this, it's not, you know, I still have my issues about the so-called science of virology. But it's not to say that they can't do horrific stuff in these biolabs paid for by the government, paid for by the universities. It's yet another plague unleashed on us. Even more than the DEI and the Marxism, right?
Yeah. But quickly, before we go, I want to make sure I read this. Jersey Boy 89, thank you very much. He says, hello, David. I'm waiting to hear back from Jimmy in Brooklyn. Please ask Gerald Slinde if you ever heard of William Cooper. And please pray I get a job. I've been out of work since August 1st. I get my other two goals. And
yes. Well, we'll be praying for you. Jersey Boy.
Jersey Boy, we'll be praying. Thank you very much. And remember, if you're out of work, please, you don't have to donate to the show. Yeah. Focus on your own needs first. We appreciate the donation, but you don't need to do that. So thank you, Jersey Boy.
Yes, yes. And don't let the, I see this comment here from Right Overture. Don't let the cops do a civil asset forfeiture on your Doritos. Don't run from them when they come, because they're crazy. All right, thank you, folks. Have a good day.
Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.